Blog Talk Radio.
Goodness, we about to get it on. This is the Helios Business Hour, the Book of the Sun. I am your host, Dry Bone. We will be dancing with each other for the next 3 hours. If you can hang loose or hang with us, we look forward to hearing from you. We got my man coming on later in the program, Sean Caddy. We're going to talk some deep stuff about the United States and these founding fathers. But we about to get deep today, too, because everything we talk about seems to have a validation stamp on it. Everything. I mean, people call us about the woodworks. I say, man, this is some beautiful shit. I say, the holy resurrection is coming. I can see it coming. I can hear my mother call. Yes, yes, yes. It's time to get ready because we're about to put it on today's show. It's called All Presidents Are Controlled By, with a question mark behind it. You're going to be able to maybe figure out the answer in the most unbelievable, unimaginable plot ever devised on the planet Earth. Amazing. But we're about to get into it. See, today, like always, we connect. That's why it's called the Dry Bones Connection. We connect the dots together with facts. Undisputable, to say the least. Hard to even compromise sometimes how it even comes into many of our heads on this program. But today, no exception to the rules. We're going to do it as we always do. We're going to keep it 100. So today, being at the Civil Rights Movement, is a very instrumental part of Black American or Black Indigenous American people. Something is not right in the coffee. And I'm just going to bring it out to you. Now, we've been getting clues from the angels from the beginning of time. They come in human shape and form. They even say they download. They're admitting now the clones. Everything we talked about back, 10, 15 years ago when first was coming out to us that this existed and so forth 20 years ago, you know, you say, nah, man, you know, it's just a movie. Well, today we're going to be Jack Bauer's day because Jack Bauer is about to be resurrected. I hope the series 24 come out. Now, as usual, we bring you people who you never hear about. We resurrect them because they dead into your memory banks again. Some of the things you have forgotten is unbelievable. Now, I want you to listen carefully because you probably think I'm going to make this up, but for those of you the first time listeners, nothing we say, you can come on here anytime you want and just say if I'm lying with some facts. Saying, now, if you agree, add more. Because everything has not even been close to been finding out once it actually materialized before your very eyes. You will definitely be in the metaverse. You will have no understanding how it happened like that. Bam, in a twinkling of an eye. And I'll be using secret Bible scriptures throughout the whole program because those are the clues. They got not literal meanings at all, as many of you may think. They got a whole dimensional meanings. And I said dimensions. If you're in the first dimension, oh well, that's why they call you reprobate mind. They already gave you species names in the Bible. You act like they don't exist. It says reprobate. Pretty much says it all. Look that word up for y'all. That way y'all won't be thinking how did they come up with this ingenious plan to want to get rid of people. It's in the Bible. That's how they got it. It's right there. How you get rid of people all through Exodus. That's how you get rid of them. Right there. Maybe you ain't listening yet. So we goes and dig up a Jewish or Khazaria martyr exposing the communist control. This man ain't even on YouTube. The book is unbelievable. Man ain't even on YouTube. They take you somewhere else. You can find them, though. You got to look up the book. Now, here's one of the things he said. This is the man. His name is Henry K. Klein. Like Calvin Klein, Henry H. Klein. Klein claimed in his memoirs and books, Klein. This is not me talking, so ain't nobody can jump on dry bones. This Henry H. Klein. Quote, communists could not control, it says communists control not only our government, but our politics, our labor organization, our agriculture, our mines, our industries, our war plants, and our armed encampments. Then he goes on to say at the end, anti-Semitism is a racket, unquote. Now, I said, whoa, when I got this info, I said, hold on. He said, not me, a well-renowned, respected man said, not only do they control everything. Now, you got to only look at, this is in 19, when you see the year of this, his book, his dedicated autobiography in 1935. Goes on, I'm just using his quotes. That's how powerful this is going to be today. Won't be no attack on me, but attack the dead, Anubis. In all his courageous defense of America's patriots in the World War II sedition trial, I said, stop. sedition trials. Now, you look at what they got you foolishly looking at January 6th, and go look up a real sedition trial. It's killing going on. Ain't nobody got killed in January 6th. They got your crazy minds on out there in TV land. Thinking that they killed one military person, that we ain't seen no funeral. We ain't seen shit on nobody go into no grave. Ain't been no CNN, Fox. Ain't nobody had a funeral at the damn thing to give honor to this courageous military individual. Is that correct or not? We're going to bring the line open. I'm about to pour some damn gasoline, nitric acid. Y'all about to get it today, baby boys and girls out there in TV land. Sedition. Go look at those sedition trials and compare that to January 6th that y'all complaining about like something really happened. Boy, that TV is hellified, ain't it? But it goes on to say, sedition charges. Now, you better text it because I can't take no calls. So whatever it is, text me. I cannot see nothing. I answer no calls while I'm talking. If you can't hear me, y'all, somebody better send a message if you can't hear me. Ain't my fault. Now, goes on to say, his courageous defense of these two, the Patriots during World War II sedition trials. Klein exposed the cancer that is devouring the world today. Klein dedicated his 1935 autobiography, My Last 50 Years, to his mother, whose instinct and spirit was transmitted to her son. Unquote. He can truthfully say, quote, in a world ruled by mammon, I have tried to serve my fellow man. If I have exposed some hypocrites, humbugs, and liars, I feel I have only further served God. Unquote. Now, I want y'all to know something. I said to myself, now, this is amazing. All this is going on now. All this. Now, he died. Mysteriously. Go look it up. Go look it up. I can't dabble all day into this, but I'm going to get you into hyperspeed with it. That you can comprehend quickly that this is not by accident that he wrote this whole thesis in 1935 and said anti-Semitism is a racket, a money-making racket. Now, come on, y'all. Come on, everybody. Let's be real. Let's be real. I don't know who's on hold. I don't know what happened, but I don't have anybody on hold. Okay, let's be real. If somebody writes a book, tells you in our lifetime, which we thought anti-Semitism is a very cash cow word, you can't even say anything considering to be Semitic, which is a language. Obviously, it's been told to you by many teachers way before my comprehension level. So it's been out there. There's no way the African world could be anti-Semitic. It's impossible. Being that if you look at the tree of languages, Semitic is running into the Hindu, then Aramaic, then Sumerian, then Persian, then wasn't even called Kemet. It was called, they had the Ethiopian name to it. All of them names was next to Latin, boom, 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 boom. And you telling me all these dark-skinned people over there speaking Semitic languages can be anti-Semitic. Now, that got to be a cash cow word. So, obviously, much credit is given out to this guy here. Now, I'm going to go even further than that. At the time, I told you, he wrote this autobiography. The book now, everybody... All we talk about, the Protocol of Zion, is being now at war with litigation because they're trying to say it's a forgery. At the same time, listen carefully now, while this man writing this book about all this stuff, a lawsuit is going on over the authenticity of the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, which took place in Bingen. Go look it up. B-E-R-N-E. That way you can see the location. During the years of 1934 and 1935, a lawsuit So we see now the litigation level is at all high. The litigation level is all high. That's all I can tell a person. I guess they might have got cut off. Let me see if I can get y'all back to the queue. Litigation high. Once I play the clip. Litigation high. Money being spent. Money being spent on this court case. Nobody talks about. Because most people don't even know that they had a court case. They tried to say that in 1934-35, the judges gave to the Jewish and pro-Jewish publicists alike a much-wished and for opportunity to blazon forth into the world that in Benin, the judge, a judge, after objective consideration, had pronounced judgment to the effect that the protocols were a forgery. Now, from this court, the whole world has been speculating now on this forgery. Now, that's amazing. Think about that for a minute before we bring open the hell gates. How is that? How is that, everybody? Come on now. How is that? Think about that for a minute. How is that? That's almost impossible. At the same time, the civil rights movement is getting funded by the NAACP, everybody, all the money being funded. You can see the transfer of power was already working on. The formulation, they never stopped. We're going to go back all the way to the presidents now. See, we're going to do this because I want y'all to get this. I want y'all to know we're going to talk about everything. We're going to get it in. I got also the protocol saying this, that, this. Now, I'm going to let y'all be the judge. I'm going to let y'all listen to the protocol. Then we're going to get into the presidents, starting from the first one. Who was he rulership for? Oh, yeah. We got Sean Caddy coming on in the mix. We're about to get it out. I hope y'all ready for this. I hope y'all ready for this. It's going to be one of them hot ones. Ain't no NFL. Everything is fake and forgery today in sports. So let's have some fun. Now, let's get really busy with this. I want to get the mindset ready. Now, this already been told to you many times. Many times. But I'm going to, refresh your memory. See, for them to be going to court over this, you got to think a minute. Why are they going to court over this? It's a book. Now, listen to the players in this book. Listen to the characters in this book. Ask yourself, past, present, and future, at the same time, do you not see a resemblance after you hear this? You got to let me know. I want to hear from all y'all out there listening. You got to let me know today on the see if you can actually see with your eyes and hear with your ears.
Today I'm talking about my favorite anti-Semitic book, The Protocols of the Elders of Zion, the most controversial book in history. The Protocols of the Elders of Zion is a big deal, having an enormous impact upon the world since its publication in 1903. The Protocols refer to 24 uncovered documents detailing the operations and plans of the Jewish world power. The Protocols exposed their secret plan to take over the world by undermining all authority and setting up an autocracy to rule over the Gentiles. But before we get into just how damaging this book would become, let's take a look inside. The Jewish world power has been in place since ancient times, passed down through the generations. The act behind Gentile fronts, essentially acting as the man behind the curtain for positions of power. The Protocols claimed that no American presidency has existed without the influence from this Jewish elite. The Gentile fronts remain to deceive the public until the time is right to seize power. To reach their end goal of a Jewish-led autocracy, the Protocols lay a plan to manipulate the Gentile proletariat into thinking and acting on behalf of the Jewish people. To garner support, the Protocols outline raising wages, but only to secretly raise the prices of prime necessities as well, and then planting seeds of anarchy, encouraging the use of alcohol, and pushing for revolution. At the same time, the Jewish elite should be creating huge monopolies and colossal reservoirs of wealth, upon which the Gentiles and government will be dependent. Land will be controlled as much as possible, and then by raising taxes and mortgage debt, create complete dependence from the land users. At this point, the government can crash, and I quote, the Gentiles will bow before us to obtain the right to existence. Upon recovering the protocols, the editor pointed to them as proof of Jews being behind the destruction of all nations. It was Jews who were behind the Russian Revolution, the French Revolution, and even World War I, because wars are the Jews' harvest. The mental gymnastics the editor uses to prove his point are frankly quite insane. Let's take their explanation of World War I, for example, and how the Jews caused that. So what was the cause of World War I? Nationalism. And nationalism was a reaction against Napoleon. Napoleon was the antagonist of the French Revolution. The French Revolution was the consequence of the German Reformation. The German Reformation was based upon a crude Christianity, and this Christianity was invented by the Jews. So, by the transitive property, the Jews created World War I. The editor even goes on to plead with the reader that he's not joking, as if to wink that he knows how insane he sounds. But unfortunately, he's dead serious. Jews were going to take over the world, and would do so through socialism and leftist policies. And many of their plans were already in place, but it wasn't too late as long as he could expose them. As you can see, the protocols are pretty nuts. So, how popular could they become? The Russian Revolution of 1917 saw the overthrow of the Russian Empire. The Tsars, who practiced serfdom, were displaced by the Bolsheviks, led by Lenin, who preached Marxism. Karl Marx was Jewish, and Russian Jews had participated in the Russian Revolution, and this was all the supporters of the Tsar needed to quickly spread the theory that the Bolsheviks were largely controlled by the Jews, despite Jews making up only a small minority of the party. This made sense, though, because even during the 19th century, anti-Semitism from the Tsars was rampant. They believed Jews could never fully assimilate into Russian culture and were therefore a threat to patriotism. To discredit the Bolsheviks, the protocols of the Elders of Zion began being circulated. It uncovered the blueprint for Jewish world domination that had already brought down the Russian Empire. And by 1920, the protocols had spread to Great Britain, being published in the Morning Post, and America falling into the hands of Henry Ford. Ford was a well-known anti-Semite. He was sold on the Jewish conspiracy and took...
Now. I got to stop and we got I'm bringing everybody in at 11, so get ready. I got to stop now to make my points on what we just heard. Now, the same areas of the world fighting today from a Bolshevik, and we showed you where Khazaria was at, the same area of Ukraine. All of a sudden, your pensions are going to be given to Ukraine. They're giving to Ukraine right now. Don't blame me. You better go look at who you voted for, black folks. They getting the pension and to take care of. Now, I just heard all that. That same area now. Look at the chaos from that time to this time. Whoa. Make sure you want to go whoa on that one. Think about it now. Same area. Came up with a concept. Being radical, I'm trying to figure out how this don't make sense to a lot of people. It clearly this is a group. I mean, the Russians that came up with the concept, they Jewish. All you got to do is look at their pictures. You see they hated worldwide masonry. They claim they hate worldwide masonry. This is what the revolution say. Don't blame me. Go read the book or something. Worldwide. Then they bring in, those of you who know what's going on, to the east or the west, when I say the southern man, he rises in the east, but he sets in the west. That's a wake-up call. They're coming after you and us and we. Now, here's going to be some wake-up calls for you. Now, you just heard that they want to take over all wealth and everything. Ain't this what this was about? 1903, they came up with this book now, with this thing. 1903, we in 2023. Just do the math. Something ain't right with this story. Henry Ford, Detroit, Motor City, Barry Gordy, everybody, Kim Weston, everybody there got to know that Henry Ford did not like the Jews. Everybody know they got to know that. Common sense. Now, what the hell was they not reading? When a man gave you a job at Ford and you find out he don't like the Jews, but then you, oh, we going to have fun today. Let's get it on. I can't even understand it. I can't even understand. It's only one thing to say. You got to be reprobated. Got to be. You better look up that word. That's why they're going to have no mercy on us. That's why Jesus at the end say, let's have mercy on them. Oh, man, it's going to be interesting. Now, I hope y'all ready for this. I told you it's not nothing to play with. But today's one of them programs. We putting it out there for you. Make it easy on you. Now, y'all got to know that the eugenics program, they gave you the movie Get Out. They know. You don't think them black folks don't know that made that movie? This is Black History Month, too. I'm putting everybody in this shit. You don't think black people who made the movie Get Out, people in Detroit who got jobs from Henry Ford, at the time of all this, he writing books about the Jews, they got no clue. Then they go and take money for the NAACP. Now, you tell me how dumb that sounds when y'all get on the line. The whole movement is funded by that, what you said, Henry Ford, who got the job for you. That's how y'all became middle class up there and in Buffalo and all this through the Ford and Chevrolet, which is French. Oh, this is going to be fun today. Now, that's going to show you how they don't know history. And little, you know, us nobodies, like they say to ridicule the people, make the people sound crazy. The man said, I know this sound crazy. I can feel his pain. I really can. I know this sound crazy. You've done it, everybody. I know y'all think I'm high. I've been drinking and shit. But I'm telling you, they got some clones out here. Man, I know what he felt like. Laughing at you, calling you. Man, that's crazy. That motherfucker gonna have some good ass. Whatever it took, she's crazy. Her family touched. You know that girl. You know how y'all talk about each other. Especially people who tell you the truth. Because that's what the man said who got killed later on. He said, what all I do, if I have to expose, they call them humbugs back then. H-U-B, humbug. That's where they get the humbug, the bug. See, these German words. See, German words. Now, y'all going to get ready for the protocol. We're going to give it to you today. Now, y'all can be the judge of this. Don't have to tell me what you think either. I don't even care right now. I'm going to give it to you so if you go home and listen from this show, you're going to think about it in your head. Think about it in your head what you say you believe. That's what this program about today. We got 4 more minutes. Now I got to play this for y'all. Let me get Facebook out of here. Let me play Facebook for you. Now, America is on some serious stuff. Some serious stuff. The whole country, every president is under control. Everyone, including the Grandmaster. Now, y'all don't know him by the 12th Hindi. I know you don't. Never heard no show do it. Only a special group know that. Don't ask me how I found out. It was by luck. Lady luck. We're going to play this for you today. See, you don't realize from the very conception when they all came over here, when they all came from the east to the west, it was already foretold. It was the great prophecy of the second Egypt, because they had not known it before. I'm reading the book for you. Then they all knew they was here. They all knew it. Every single one of them knew. Why would you spend money for excursions thousands of miles away unless you had evidence, facts, that this may have existed? Then that's the only thing that will give you hope, right, to do it. Would that be true or fact or fiction to you? Well, let's go with the facts. America is not what you think it is. I don't care if the Native Americans, they were part of it too. The awe was worshipped by the stars. The great 357.
These philosophies have been known and practiced by secret societies for many centuries. As the evidence will show, designing cities as a reflection of occult tradition was not a new concept to the Founding Fathers, among whom the influence of Freemasonry seems undeniable. In fact, the 110th Congress of the United States on January 5th, 2007, passed House Resolution Number 33 to honor the Freemasons for their contribution throughout America's history. The Number 33 is well known as the honorary degree of Scottish Rite Masonry. The House resolution read in part that the founding fathers of this great nation and signers of the Constitution, most of whom were Freemasons.
The Masons felt in the United States that they were forming a Masonic Republic.
The concept of a republic dates back to the Greek philosopher Plato.
Plato's Republic, that's a utopian theme, and that whole thing runs through our philosophy and thinking among the humanists to this day. They still think they would like to introduce Plato's Republic. Think about it. Every socialist country that has gone socialist have always called themselves a republic for that very reason.
It was Plato who likewise set down the earliest known record of ancient Atlantis. Centuries later, Sir Francis Bacon would set down the New Atlantis, a tale which some believe was meant to be a blueprint for the New World, one based upon the teachings of ancient philosophers.
Bacon didn't invent this New Atlantis concept. He was merely the inheritor of it. He was probably the most articulate proponent of it ever in history, but it preceded him.
Bacon believed that the American continent was in fact the site of ancient Atlantis, a concept held by teachers of esoteric wisdom even today.
A New Atlantis really was just America anyway. The east coast of America, if you take a look at the maps by other clairvoyants who have studied Atlantis, indicates that the east coast of America was the west coast of Atlantis.
This country, America, is the remnant of the ancient Atlantis, and so is very susceptible to much of the history of Atlantis, the energies of Atlantis, and some of the actions, for instance, the religion of Atlantis.
According to esoterics, the religion of Atlantis was in fact the mystery school teachings that were embraced by the ancient philosophers. Yet it might be said that none have been as prolific on this subject as 20th century philosopher Manly P. Hall, who wrote such books as The Secret Destiny of America and America's Assignment with Destiny. It was Hall that many Freemasons are said to have called Masonry's greatest philosopher. In 1934, Hall founded the Philosophical Research Society in Los Angeles, California, an organization dedicated to exploring the wisdom of all the world's traditions.
It began in 1934, and I think in this building, the library itself was finished in 1936. This is one of the leading wisdom libraries in all of North America, if not the most comprehensive itself.
The Philosophical Research Library has been highly regarded by esoteric students from all over the world. It is composed of books and artifacts collected by Manly Hall throughout his lifetime. Among those who revered the library was President Franklin D. Roosevelt, a Freemason and student of esoteric tradition.
And Mr. Roosevelt himself, you know, back in 1942, after the Pearl Harbor invasion, sent some of his people here to microfiche the works in this library because he looked upon it as a national treasure. He wanted to preserve it.
When Hall died in 1990, his role as president of the society was succeeded by Dr. Obadiah Harris.
Manly Hall, who was a young Canadian philosopher, envisioned re-establishing what he called the little Alexandrian library, which was, as you know, destroyed. He was very fortunate in that as he was giving a talk, he was still in his early 20s, a baroness, oil baroness, from Ventura, who owned most of the oil wells in Ventura County, told him that she was going to take care of him for the rest of his life, that no matter what he needed, to let her know that she would see that he got it. And it, she wasn't really joking, because I've looked at the records, and back in the early 30s, when most of the country was in depression, I don't know if California was really in one, but most of the world, the country was, she was giving him $50,000 and $100,000 at a time to go around and search out these this wisdom literature in manuscript form and in book form.
This proves interesting because much of Hall's highly financed research was dedicated to investigating the founding and purpose of America. Through his research, Hall became convinced that America had a secret destiny that was known by the arcane societies of the ancient world. Was it this information that compelled FDR to preserve Hall's literature? Like Hall, FDR also believed that America had a rendezvous with destiny. Hall's connections to the White House and FDR are mysterious, but do not end with the library. Hall was also involved with a mysterious Russian mystic named Nicholas Rorick. Rorick was a Rosicrucian and member of the Theosophical Society. He was said to be a kind of spiritual mentor to Henry Wallace, a 32nd degree Mason who would become FDR's vice president. It was Rorick's influence that inspired Wallace and ultimately FDR to place the Great Seal of the United States on the back of the dollar bill, with the words Novus Ordo Seclorum, the new order of the ages.
Dr. Harris, can you tell us about this, this statue here?
Oh, well, this would be a very favorite thing to Manny Hall. This is Nicholas Rorick.
Today, a statuette of Nicholas Rorick can be found at the PRS Library.
Well, actually, he lived even in the 20th century up until now.
What impact could the beliefs of men like Rorick and Manly P. Hall have had on the highest levels of America's government?
Now, I played that. Two of the biggest ones are from Russia and Canada. Russia and Canada. You heard the word California. Today, the socialist experiment is financed through California. That's why everything y'all say happened in California. That's why. You just heard y'all say, all you today been talking about, this your land. Didn't you just hear the West Coast was the East Coast? Hey, I hope y'all ready. We about to open up the mics on the dry bones. Y'all ready for this? Let us take us right there. Y'all been holding, letting y'all loose. 58554. Welcome, brother, as always.
Hey, what's going on, Chief?
Hey, what are we doing?
Since we're talking about the number 33, you know cosmic slop equals 33, right?
That's what I like about y'all. I love it. Keep it going, bro. That's awesome right there.
Republican 33. So that's no accident. Now, I sent y'all on the feed. I recommend people get pick up this book. It's like a little dictionary. It's a two-part dictionary called The Meaning of the Word America by Ori the Crononaut. It's a pretty good book. So she talks about, she gives the definitions not just in Hebrew and Latin and also in Sanskrit of America, Canada, and California. And what's interesting, now America by number comes up to 21. That's a 3, right? And so now she defines America, and it's spelled, there's different spellings of America too also.
Right.
America, A-M-E-R-R-I-K-A, mm-hmm. Which is defined as the big, great, pregnant pyramid building, the empire of the embodiment of Amun-Ra, the sun god of those who come from the sun, the resurrection of the great Phoenician empire, also Christopher Columbus, Coulomb, C-O-L-U-M-N, with the Brotherhood of the Light, was a Mason, and the whole thing was planned long ago. a.k.a. the Founding Fathers. And she talks about Canada by number, that's 11. The embodiment of the daughter of Osiris, sun god Amun-Ra, or sometimes Hathor, who was the mother of Pharaoh, of the wife of Ra, and also in Greek, which was the title of Ares or Mars, god of war, and is also a synonym of Orion. Now, the tape also mentioned California by California by numbers 31 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
Caliphate.
Caliphate. There you go. There you
right.
go. That's it. That's it.
Caliphate.
Yeah.
Reference to United Temple Order of the Saladin Caliphate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you talked about the plot of the Protocols of Elder Zion. The author is Will Eisner. Now, the book I have, the copy I have, is 2005 edition. And it's an easy read, man. It's basically a comic book.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, I recommend people to get that. Now, the answer to,
a comic book on that time, because they had great illustrations
right.
of what they're talking about. Y'all look at what they were talking about, like, whoa, go ahead.
Right. So now, let's go back, and I've been, man, this dude, Myron Franklin, who you've been playing on your show for several years, I went and picked up a couple of books. And now this is what he was saying to validate what you've been talking about in today's show. This is from a website called PennyButler.com. She has documented basically all his books, linked to his books, and his video audio recordings. And it says here that Mr. Fagan describes with documentary evidence how the Illuminati became the instrument of the House of Rothschild to achieve a one-world government, and how every war during the past two centuries was fomented by the Illuminati. He continue on to say he describes how Jacob H. Schiff was sent to the United States by the Rothschilds to further the Illuminati plot, and plotted to bullet point number one, get control of both the Democratic and Republican parties.
Both.
Two,
yeah.
seduce our Congress and presidents, not president, presidents, plural, to achieve control of our entire money system. Three, create the income tax cancer. Four,
yeah.
with its co-conspirators, created the Council on Foreign Relations to control our elected officials, not officials, plural, to gradually drive the United States into becoming an enslaved unit of a United Nations one world government.
In a nutshell.
And
that's how easy. In a nutshell. I mean, that's just amazing.
But see, yeah,
right
it's
there.
Easy for us who study and research this thing, but the people who don't do it,
well,
you know.
Well, that's why I tell people, I'm saying to y'all out there, you're dealing with a reprobate mind that can't be redeemable. That's what I tell people. I say, you know, think about this whole concept of what you just said, is that we blessed that even can talk like that, that we don't have no problem. So that's
right.
a read right
even
there.
Even though we're not in the same location, we're
that's
in different
right.
states or different
states
of mind, you know, but
states,
it's still a blessing to do this, you know.
Right. So because of the connection that it has between this type of technology right now that we got. Now, let's go there. You've been saying for a long time, I ain't lying. He gave me the whole upsell of what's going on up there. I mean, when I looked at Pritzker and the new laws y'all got coming in and y'all, you've been setting up there, it's almost like I said before. It's like those of you in Detroit, how y'all know if Henry Ford had wrote a book and you working for him in that era, all you in that era.
Right, the international Jew.
Right. If you know he made a book like this, you working for him. Did y'all ever read it? I'm thinking, y'all work for this dude. Thousands of y'all at the time of this. It's kind of strange, man. I don't know if they had a cloaking war going
and
on.
And you live in Detroit. You went to some of his football games.
Right.
Detroit Lions.
I mean,
Ford Field. Come on.
Ford Field. The man wrote a controversial, a book that caused people lie. I hope y'all look up the sedition of what I'm talking about. As I can say, Pritzker, you've been giving us all that. This is classic intel.
And
y'all.
He just pressed February 8th, just extended the COVID emergency powers for Illinois.
Just extended.
And I've been saying before, his grandfather, they're from Ukraine.
Dang.
That's it right there.
That's it right there. Ain't got to say no more. Now, I don't know if y'all heard it. I'm about to bring some more of y'all. Because, again, Caddy, we're going to go to 12 with you because I forgot the show. I did it later. 12, get ready. 12, that's high noon, so get ready. We're going
to
raise it up.
And tell them about you. Governor of Florida is supposed to be here tomorrow. Why is the governor of Florida coming here tomorrow to talk to the Fraternal Order of Police? Now get this. Now, that's why I said be careful with that mainstream media. They're saying
right.
He's coming to Chicago. He's not coming to Chicago. He's coming to a suburb called Elmhurst, which is in DuPage County, and they have more of a conservative mindset. He's not coming directly to the city. And the mayor, and you know we got an election coming up here on the end of the in a couple of weeks, and so basically the mayor and Pritzker will all be blasting them. Well, you shouldn't. Whoever's running for office here shouldn't be condoning him coming here to talk to the police. Because the way it's looking right now, Lightfoot maybe might not get back. And so, like, it's 9 candidates running for the mayor of Chicago. And so, like, the top 3 are dude named Paul Vallis, Lightfoot, and Chuy Garcia. Now, the only reason why Vallis is in the lead right now, they're all Democrats. Let's just get that out the way now. But the thing is, he has the support of the Fraternal Order of Police. And
now,
so... this shows you what this whole political thing's bullshit because now he co-signed for DeSantis to come in and talk to the Fraternal Order of Police, but now just a couple of days ago he flip-flopped because people was pressuring him to say, well, don't let him come in. He was Republican. He's racist and all this other bullshit, and he basically caved into the pressure. That's why I said I don't pay attention to no of these Democrats or Republicans. Full of shit.
Yeah. I got 3-3. I'm going to let y'all roll. We got to keep it rolling, y'all. Make it split. Everybody, 3 minutes. I'm going to give y'all some time. Hit it. I know Wes going to say something. There you go, Wes. I got all y'all coming
in.
Hey,
Hoodoo, man. Hey, I ain't got too much to say, man. But y'all talking about this Jack Miles shit, man. It's 24. I found out that season 7, episode 8, it's about a fucking train that derailed, man.
Wow.
That's
North Fork Southern.
Man. Jack Powell shit, man. That's some wild shit, man, when I found that out. And,
there we go.
Y'all, my man been vindicated, man. Y'all vindicated with this shit, on that Jack Powell shit, man. That blew my mind.
But
my man, hey. That thing you sent me about Swaziland, man. I'm about to get the fuck out of here and go over to Swaziland. God damn, bro. That's all I got to say right there, man. That Swaziland shit ain't no joke,
hey, man. That's the world's best kept secret, man. That's the world's best kept secret. Don't tell nobody. We want to go first.
I'm going to leave it like that, man. I'm going to mute myself, man. I can't say that. I got to go.
Oh, my God. Yes. That's the world's best kept secret. I'm not even going to say that word. I gave it to a lot of y'all out there. Ooh, that was outrageous. Yes, it is. Okay, now, I got 10-0-6-9 coming in. All y'all jump, hit the number one button. I got more for you because I got hands up. There we go. I got some more hands up. I got more from you because this got to be said. I'm still confused how all y'all can say that your Ford dealership, first ever, did y'all read it? I read the book. And I'm going to say something. I mean, he would have to know more than me, wouldn't he? I'm dumb as hell. My parents work for you. Obviously, you got to know more than me if my parents work for y'all. And I'm saying to myself, how could he write a book like this in a Motown sound? I mean, I don't even get it. Like, who financed them? Man, we about to find
right.
Today.
You got to have inside information.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on. Let me get some more calls out here. We about to get real. 7-6-9-6. Let's do this.
Hey, that drop bomb.
There you go. Much love to you, brother. Peace and love.
Yeah.
Peace and love.
Hey, how y'all doing today? The day to everybody.
Yes, yes.
Hey, drop on. Hey, you know, you was playing that piece on about Atlantis. See, that East Coast of the United of America. See, I think we ain't getting told the full story because I think that mud,
right.
The flood must have happened. It happened at a time where it opened up the gates of Gibraltar. And see,
right,
they must have been the big trade must have been going on in the Pacific around the other way. Cause so that's why everybody was saying we got to go to the east. The east is what we looking for because they wasn't really traveling on this part. They probably had a lock on that shit on the Atlantic Ocean part. You know what I'm saying? That was like probably like a certain area where you couldn't really travel. You know, it wasn't a free travel place at first until that catastrophe happened. You know what I'm saying? And then that's what opened up. I guess what they say, they all came down the mountain. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, because
right,
if you look at that area, that's where things changed once those people start, you know, with the British and, you know what I'm saying? That's when it...
That might be why we got so much cool rock. Yeah, that's a good concept when you said they might have, when it went down. Because look at all the marshland that's in the Carolinas and all that swamp. And look how Florida got all these swamp lands. And we got like prehistoric animals down here. Y'all can't even imagine sometimes. Go ahead.
And see, from the other way around, from... You know, you'd be going the far east. That's what it'd be considered the
far
east.
Far east. Yes.
So,
yes.
And that's
yes.
Where
there
all
you go.
Travel,
there you go.
That's where all the travel was at, and that's where everybody wanted to look towards the east. You know
right.
what I'm saying? That's
look
where
to the east.
That's where
you go.
Always. That's where the light. Which,
yes. There you go.
See, that's where the light is at, and see, that's where. The free trade and what's that Phoenix and all that area, they said they found ships out in the desert. You know what I'm saying? You know, they found those Egyptian
right.
ships, so-called Egyptian
right.
ships.
They found them. Yes.
And
yes.
Out in the, and then they got the Grand Canyon.
And Asian ships. Because you got to realize the Chinese were pirates too, everybody. Japan was well-known pirates. Yeah.
And see that, you know, from what they find, and they never talk about any of the anchor, the ports, or anything on the East
never
Coast. But
they got
records of those circle stones with the holes in them,
right?
Where they anchored the boats back in those days. They found those all over the coast of California, all over the coast, all down there, Mexico. They found them. Everywhere, so that lets you. That was trade right there. They find those like down in the ocean, but you know they never talk about the Pacific. They never.
Right.
You never too much hear about any of that.
And I got a chance. Yeah, and that's I'm telling you, that Pacific Ocean means pacify, calm. It has a lot. Because I was able to swim in it. Everybody knew I was in there. That bad boy was a different than the East. I've been in both sides, East and West, in two different waters. Fishes be more waves on that Pacific sometimes than I see even here. But you're right, it's two different waters. That's for sure. That is for sure, and a little colder, in my opinion. The time I may went, but it was hot, so it was a little cooler than the East Coast. East Coast kind of warm. We got warm weather. Our water at least stay around. I don't know about y'all notice, but the water in this area. It's really around about 70, 75 just in the wintertime. If it gets into the summertime, it goes into 85 until the, you know, unbelievable. So, yeah, you're right.
That's why a lot of storms out that way. That's why you got
a lot of storms.
Because
correct. Hurricanes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you never too much, you never hear about a lot of that in the Pacific. Well, you know,
that's right. Right. Correct.
You know, everything about us, everything about this land is like, hush, you know, for
because
history.
Hold on, and here's my thing. And to keep the people at bay, that this ancient code of land ownership, we about to get ready for y'all, so get ready. I got to go
Then you still got people coming here any way they can get here. Any way
right.
they can get to the,
any way
to
get here.
The so-called, right. like, I'm saying, I imagine that it'd still be going on. We'll be fighting to try to get somewhere else if this wasn't the so-called
right.
land of
so
land
you're saying, hold on, let's go with this. Let's go with that premise. Because right now, I ask people, that it's a big movement to go different countries and so forth. I know that you can go like on a vacation thing, but the living expense, I'm trying to tell people, it's never been, you know, told us, okay, are they going to give us this type of money that we get here? Are we going to be able to, you know, some people say, you're going to eat better, you're going to do this better. It may be true in some cases in certain areas, but if you got a mass exodus of people from their own countries that saying come here, and they coming here, I got to scratch my head and say, well, what the hell going on is making you come here? Now, I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing in Florida. I'm going to take some more calls. I know y'all want to get on this because we go to Caddy, 12 o'clock. We can give people some time to talk before we bring you on because we know we're going to let you roll. But I'm seeing buildings being built, y'all. South Florida is building unbelievable. I don't know who moving in. They way overpriced. And, again, if they getting the cut from the citizens, which y'all want to talk about today, later on we're going to get into that. This is where the debate
the people who like building in those type of places, they probably, you know, a lot of their stuff they stay over in Dubai. A lot of their stuff wasn't built right. You know, behind the scenes they talk about, you know what I'm saying? They say a lot of their stuff they built out in the water, in the coral.
Now they say it's because they got cheap labor. You see that? I'm glad you brought. You go on YouTube, everybody, or go to Arab News and just look at the working conditions of the workers, if you want to, if you really, really want to. Because what happens is the deterioration of your liability is really, I mean, you could be maimed and hurt. You might not get nothing in some countries. Like, you're able to get compensation here. So this is where this concept is, why people coming here, they see that they're getting a raw deal. But is it created to be this way? That's the question. Let me get some more calls.
Hey, Rob, if we if we go back, if we go somewhere else, we'll still be dependent on some people from over here to send us something to survive anywhere else because we'll have to still create some type of trade. And we ain't created no type of trade yet in all these years with no country over there to where you could say, well, I'm going over here to this company, I'm guaranteed to get a job just on how I look. So we ain't got that yet.
We ain't got that. All right, let me get some more calls. Put yourself on mute. Let me get some more out here because, hey, this Black History Month, while you got it, you better listen to all this, what you're hearing, analyze, so you don't be mesmerized by TV, because TV is about to put it on you. They're going to be having deep fakes. You're going to be thinking it's Denzel. Denzel ass can't move no more. He's looking big and shit. They're going to slim Denzel out, do a CIG on him. Y'all going to be watching deep fake. Just like, you better realize this real fake, this real history. You're going to be looking at fake history in a little while. You're already looking at it. There you go. Let me get 5095. They already looking at fake history. What I'm talking about? Go ahead.
Greetings, my brother. Greetings.
Greetings. Go ahead. Let's see.
Hey, I'm out of Cleveland. I'm not sure if y'all talked about the train wreck already. I don't want to go too deep in there. But can you put me on your list of text messages, man? I'd like to dig a little deeper into some of the information you send out to some of the people there.
Okay.
I'm doing a lot of research. But I didn't know that damn chloride, once it mixes with water, it turns into hydrochloric acid, man.
Yeah, that, you know, that vinyl chloride they put out there?
Chloride, yeah.
Now, I'm going to say something to y'all. That's interesting. Now, look into the name. I'm going to say this to all y'all. East Palestine somehow played in a movie about this not too long ago. And for it to happen to them, I'm almost like a sci-fi event to me, because how the hell you be in a movie with about an attack on, you know, whatever, and then it actually happens to your area. I like to see how they taking that. No one's asked that question, how they were in a film not that long ago about this event. Now, that is, to me, very suspect of something like, what is hell going on? So, yeah, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, the report,
you heard about that?
Yeah, the reporting is very lacking, man. We didn't get the report till like 3 days after the accident, you know, when they had to do the controlled explosion. But 2 days ago, Detroit had a train wreck, partial vehicles.
Some parts of South Carolina. South Carolina had one. Also, we don't have five chemical, some type of train derailments. Now, they try to say derailments all the time. Granted, but here's why I got a problem with the people. I'm talking to not specifically you, my brother, but people out there who you connected with. You voted for Buttigieg. Most black folks don't know what they voted for. You voted for Buttigieg. You voted for some crazy person. No, he got, this is those who politically minded. You voted for these people, so now you realize they are not even coming to your rescue. Because I'm telling you what they're doing. And I think this brother may attest, may not. But if he looks up the research, he might say, yeah. These are what we used to do a show called Jade Helm. Remember we did Jade Helm, everybody? Remember we did years ago, we did Jade Helm. Those of you in the Patriot Movement that after Obama got rid of all y'all that we was hanging around, they got rid of all of our. Jay Helmer was strategically military operations that were going to be put around through the country to see the effects of how people would react. I said, no. I looked this up. All y'all lying, go look it up. I'm not making this. I ain't got no reason to make up what I'm gaining from this. I ain't getting no money from nobody. I'm self-sufficient. All I'm telling you is through love of mankind, y'all better look this up because it affects all of us, me included, my life. So anybody tell me they can't do this, you didn't look this up far. You on TV land.
Hey, and I want to say this to the brother in Ohio. This brother Derek in Chicago, what's up? Hey, think about this for a minute, too, how this ties in with Norfolk Southern Railroad. Ironically, the beginning of the year here in Chicago, my old neighborhood in Inglewood, they've been in the process of buying up all the land over there to expand the rail yard, because what they're getting ready to do here in Illinois and parts of the Midwest to turn into a transportation hub. So ain't it a coincidence that same rail yard is having all these trail derailments with the chemicals exploding, making people sick and making people leave? It sounds like a land grab to me.
Land grab. Now, let's go with that. Let's go with that premise. Now, the robber barons, y'all told us to watch these shows. Y'all sent us all these feeds. We already put this for you easy. I'm elementary. I think things should be made simple. It don't make no sense to make people reprobated. If they own the railroads, then you put an incompetent transportation person in who have watched every event from airports, Atlanta having a shutdown, and everything, and no one says nothing to these people. Did you know you under a spell? You got to be. You got to be. Who would let?
Yeah, and I worked at North Southern, man. The building they built in Atlanta, the office, man. And guess what their symbol is, man?
What?
The Black Knight. The horse head.
Oh,
horse head.
The
Black Knight.
Knight.
The Black Horse. That's their symbol, man.
Don't have me play that, please. Don't have me play that. Please. The Black Knight. And no, let's go with this, because I'm glad y'all brought this up, because that railroad stuff is
Martin
deep,
Lawrence.
And hold on, not just that, the Chinese. See, that's where you get into the Chinese when they did the railroad from the west to the east. They had y'all thinking the Chinese was out in the middle of it getting their contracts together. And China, Japan and China. Because they were already pirateering over there. Y'all just see, that's why I understand people say, wait a minute, we talk all this stuff, but we can't put this shit together. Now, this is where it's going to be a problem, y'all. Listen carefully.
Hey, not only is it a land grab, but it's also, you can look at it as a great cover-up, too, because most of the water reports that were pulled prior to this year, shows contaminations in a lot of the aquifers across the nation. So, shaving some ass.
Hold on. That's devastating. Now, you guys heard this there. I told y'all, I get water from the ground. We got to go through a lot of coral rock. You can get the aquifer right up here. But if they contaminate them, which they are, because it's a war to me, to just pretty much looking at war stuff for water. They're going to make water the new gasoline, because they just killed my man in Buffalo. Much love to all y'all out there in Buffalo for having a water car. People don't want to hear this stuff because it scares them. Do y'all know they ain't go after no that bunch of black folks? You can believe it what you want. But the man had a patent that was going to put the oil company at compromised position where they get an investor who wants to make water cars. They're going to lose trillions, not billions, trillions of dollars worldwide. And guess what? Saudi Arabia can't go for that. Saudi Arabia still holds your dollar, everybody. Don't play yourself. See, that's why I say we've been pimped out, like the Bible say, you have sold yourself for not. That's a secret book. I love that book. That book got all, that book got every dimension in it. I can go to space in the Bible, come back to Earth, go under the Earth, everything in that Bible. It's not written by the people in the Bible, but it's the books of the ancients. Now, we're gonna go to the Civil War, y'all, because you're about to experience it. Oh, yes. You're already experiencing it now. Some of you are going to experience even more. They're about to bring out the robot dogs. They're about to bring, because y'all hate the police. Y'all hate the police. They got in your psyche because they said they're going to ram you with false information that you cannot comprehend. Once the brain gets into a certain psychosis, it goes into shock. So they got everybody on paralysis. That's their whole game. Now, here's the biggest problem, Civil War. If it could be real, I told y'all to watch the movie Wag the Dog with the advent of Hollywood, advent of when they did Stanley Kubrick's, shot when they shot the moon landing. This stuff, you better ask yourself, is it real? Because some things just can't be real. Some things is made up to make you believe it's real when they got the power of the illusion of this multimedia.
The movie Network.
Network told it all. Thank you. I love that movie. Hey. I would not. Yeah, that was a great movie. That was a great movie. Anyway, we going back to the real movie where that all came from. If you can kill the father of the Civil War, everyone been killed. Dr. King, civil rights, bam. Kennedy fighting for civil rights, really? Bam. Was he fighting for the banks not being used for gold and silver? But the real thing you have to say is, do they really care that niggas, and do they care about slavery for real when slavery is ancient? It's in your Bibles. No one asks how, God, Yahweh told them to go and take over the land. See, that's not talked about today and Sunday. They ain't going to talk about this. This is real talk. See, the Bible is a fairy tale. It can be made a fairy tale for those who are feeble-minded. So they have designed a book that comes out of some dimension. Each book is a dimension. Just look at the numbers of the book. And then the books you can't understand is when they say they got people who feed off each other. How you eat your children? It's easy, obviously, because y'all have allowed your children to be eaten. You read the Bible. You're going to church on Sunday, lying to yourself. Yet you are of a party. You don't even, I told blacks how simple this was. You don't even, that's why it does tell you, you don't have to even have a weapon to do this. You don't even need a weapon. First thing you would have to do is denounce all parties. Just jump out the party. Get your pen. Go back to the people. Say, independent. Don't worry about nothing else. Simple shit. Right then and there, fundraising will go berserk. Oh, shit. And you even, a weapon don't even got but the goddamn pen. But you want to follow people who giving you policies.
We're not going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much
CO2. Now, it's too much CO2. She says too much pollution. Now, this is a chick who was at an AOC rally. And you got your kids on Facebook with her, Twitter with her, a woman who had a rally about bringing up eating babies? This is an AOC meeting. This is facts. She went to over to Europe, and these Swedish people wanted her. They must have paid for her because she wouldn't even get mad. She calmed the lady down. Y'all heard this many times. I'll put that on just so y'all know. That's death wish. Think about this. You got your kids. All y'all who post will be, most of y'all going to be dead before the real shit hit. But those of you who got offspring should ask yourself, do you want my kids to actually see this shit? A robot? People talking about eating babies? That's on the Democratic Party? Now, I ain't saying no Republicans agreeing with it, but I'm saying she's the one of the biggest voices, most biggest pictures out there. She on everything. She's like, she's the cover child. This woman had a meeting about a chick say we should eat dead people first, which is the Beyond Burger. Y'all should be watching Hollywood movies. They tell you what you're eating. Soil and green.
Soil
ain't no
and
goddamn,
green, yep.
Ain't no goddamn plants making that much shit for y'all to eat. You got to be kidding me. You think plants making that much plants able to feed you some, what they call it, a Beyond Burger, Beyond Dead. It's called Beyond Dead Burger. And they made jokes about that. That's amazing. It really is. It really is. But yeah,
and you got people killing and fighting each other over a damn chicken sandwich, too.
Yeah. Over everything. Yeah, we got a lot of psychotic stuff going on. That's why I told y'all, y'all got to start looking at the sci-fi, putting it into the real world, too, because it's there now.
And Marvel, because they're getting ready. I'm telling you, next year after, they're coming out with another Captain America movie, New World Order.
Right. They love putting them out there for you. Now, white folks, now, I'm going to tell you how diabolical this is. I'm going to bring some more of y'all in. Now, white folks don't mind even killing their own people. Now, think about this one, y'all. White folks, hope you're listening. Now, ain't nobody black can even put that together. So you know we ain't trying to kill you. You need to go and say thank y'all for not trying to kill us, because we could have probably really with Buck White, since we had the most weapons during the Civil War. Oh, that's right. During the Civil War, we had the most weapons. Another one. Somebody ask yourself something. During the Civil War, who had the most weapons? When you find out black folks had the most weapons, that should be a wake-up call that, I might be reprobated if I believe this story here. You got to be retarded. Think about it. You would believe if the numbers, when I say they had an army of 200,000 black men with weapons, and you're going to tell me they stayed calm after watching their wives get raped and being lynched and hung all over the earth, all over the place like they say we was, and you gave 200,000 black folks some weapons to go across and clear the West? Somebody get on here today and explain that one to me. Please, we got $100 for you. You can explain that logically. Right now. Got to cash out. Right now, you can explain that logically. How 200,000 black men had a weapon, went into Southern territory, shot up crackers, went into the Indian territory, shot more niggas. You going to tell me, does that sound like more sense?
Buffalo soldiers, look at history, who was the first actual mercenaries?
Yeah, come on, y'all.
Like I said, people don't read, man.
Yeah, let me get some more people on here. Let me get some more people on here. I'm about to say, come on, before we get Caddy on here, it's going to be rough for everybody. Let's go. 7472. I know you ain't speechless after that. I said I didn't say you couldn't talk. I said if you can get $100, you can explain to me logically how niggas 275,000 niggas had weapons at the Civil War time. Hey, I'm ready to hear that one, please. Somebody. We pay up. God damn. Somebody. All right.
Yeah, I find it fascinating that they're still being commemorated.
I hear somebody say something. Go ahead. We have fun, but we're about to bring on Caddy in a minute. So go ahead. Make a point, sir. Go ahead. I hear somebody. I got you too, 7472. I let open your mic up. You want your hand. All right, let me get some more calls.
And ask the question, who these people funding both sides of the war? That's something we need to study also. It has to be talked about.
That has to be talked about. Let me get
both parties are funded by the same people. All these wars are funded by the same people.
What were they promised based off of the completion of their mission, you know?
Rulership over everybody. Complete rulership. Like some type of God-style movie. Like, we want to rule the earth. Based on now, that's when you have to ask yourself, sir, are these real humans? Because I don't think we come out, I don't know anybody I know to say, let's take over everybody. That has to be taught to take over. Let me get 1877. Mm-hmm. You on the Helios. 1877.
Greetings, everyone.
Greetings. We having a good time on the Helios today. Woof, it's going to be hot. Go ahead.
Yes, on fire. Like Ohio.
I like that. That's a good one. Like Ohio. Yeah, that's on fire, too. You ain't lying. Go ahead.
They're on fire. Now, I was checking out the how many trains, derailments that we have in our history, and they say it's about 1,000 trains that actually derail each year. And right. But they don't report that. And so far in 23, you know, we've already experienced several different, I think it's like already we're at 50 train wrecks, and they're not reporting this to us. So,
They'll come in the form of an OSHA chemical spill, some type of report, but it won't be marked train, but it'll come in some other form of a report.
It's even more than that, man. If he's saying it's a report that we can't comprehend, they got other terminology, so they derailing all over the place then. Go ahead. Finish up, sister.
Yeah, so basically, I think this has been, this is one of their ways to reduce the population because of the fact that if we're not knowing about these, you know, it's like they're coming after us so many different ways. We have had thousands of food plants, you know, caught on fires, planes, you know, we have the cows being killed, the chickens being not able to reduce their eggs, you know, starvation, you know, and killing us is very much alive and well.
Yeah.
And
that's a shame it's alive and well with all this information out there that can prove that this is not normal behavior for any political organization to be wanting to sabotage the citizens, lay these type of hunger tactics. They would come starvation eventually. May not be now, but by 2025, if they keep this foolishness up, or 2024, it's kind of scary. Let me ask you this. You said something about the animals being killed. People don't realize the animal kingdom is part of us. If that gets jacked up economically, this is where that climate crap come in. Because they destroy
the goal, I think, with the animals.
Right. And talk about you love the climate, but you're destroying the climate with these type of
and nobody's
toxic,
talking about
it. And nobody's talking. You're worried
climate
about some
change,
crap.
Guys.
Unbelievable. Right. Climate change.
Climate change.
You don't
people
climate change?
Don't care.
Go ahead.
And what's
go
happening
ahead.
When they kill the animals, for people, you know, I mean, I don't really eat a lot of meat, but the reason why we eat meat, part of the reason is we get a lot of nutrients. So if they get rid of the animals, you're not going to get your nutrients, especially cows. That's how they eat is grass. So if they poisoning the fruits and vegetables, that's, you know, population
right.
control.
Like right,
that's
the point. You don't think they're going to go for that? Let's go with the culture because I think it's a religion too. I think the food industry is a religion because you can't eat everything. It's all about your location, your locale, what you can get. The divide, that determines what you can actually extend or your extinction on. Whichever. I could be in the desert. I ain't going to find nothing but maybe a cactus. But if I know how to live off a cactus, you know, I might live. Now, here's the thing. If everybody battling over food, because that's what's happening today, too. Some people, they still holding on to eating pork and all this crap. And all this, I mean, you going to go to tell me the DR and all these Cuban areas and eating pork, big, huge porks all here. I'm around pork people spending all day long. And, yeah, y'all think, no, it's a control mechanism for food, which is now being used to control, period. Because if they stop y'all from getting food and then put in legislation where you can't – see, some people say, oh, I got a farm. I got all that. Yeah, but you ain't in the politic game to keep it. Because if they put in some legislation that says you cannot no longer have farm animals because you're so busy getting fucked up and high and believing you all that, if you don't get high, because you could be high on yourself, and that could be the dangerous game themselves because that elixir is even more. It's called
– are they doing it with the gun?
That's the biggest elixir, right? And the gun's got to be said because in order to not defend yourself, you've got to have legislation that would say you can't defend yourself. So once this happens, even though there's a lot of blacks feel like, oh, I'm away from this because I got my own shit because I work for Hollywood, I work for these good cops. But the minute that they rigor get you to your plant part, you can't have that. But what about, I'm going to show you what it's about. Now, I got to play this before Caddy come on. See, I told you we're going to have a civil war. Everybody's been warning for that. That's been called on since that's what makes this great Atlantis system that they're going to develop new. See, the new Atlantis would be AI. See, the old Atlantis was human cattle, human chattel. And they need that. That's why they're letting everybody see. Anybody tell me they care about America right now, you got to be lying, because who has a border? You don't have a country. That's why you can't sue nobody. That's why you can't put no paperwork in. That's why they ain't, all your shit is being really looked at as get them first. Because obviously, you know, if your borders are open, you don't got no more borders. That's common sense right there. Doesn't take a rocket scientist. Your borders ain't open. You ain't got no power. No.
You can't. You take that shot, get sick or whatever, you can't sue.
You can't sue. No borders. Your body borders has already been compromised. Everything has been compromised. The whole thing has been compromised. This is a breach, y'all, of your human five senses. But you should have learned. That's why we give it to you through Black history and what we do. See, if they can kill Kennedy, King, I told you all that Abraham Lincoln shit. This is the people, probably one of the few shows who will play this. These are the people who killed Lincoln.
Few people know that John Wilkes Booth, the man who assassinated Abraham Lincoln, was not just a lone wolf or a sole assassin, but was actually working for a secret society called the Knights of the Golden Circle, or the KGC, a pro-slavery Confederate secret society who was working to try to ensure the Confederates would take over. The Knights of the Golden Circle actually planned to not only have some of their operatives assassinate Abraham Lincoln, but that same night hoped to assassinate the Vice President and the Secretary of State, thus eliminating three of the top officials in the United States government, hoping that would ensure the Confederates could take over. You get it? The Knights of the Golden Circle? Knights of the Sun? This is an 1800s pamphlet that was written exposing the KGC, where you can see it's filled with Masonic sun symbolism here. Another interesting alleged member of the KGC was Jesse James, the infamous outlaw known for his vast robberies, which were going to fund the KGC, covertly funding the Confederacy. Yes, that's right. He wasn't just committing these robberies for his own personal gain. There was a bigger puzzle at work here. By the way, another major member, even one of the potential founders of the KGC, is said to have been Albert Pike, a Confederate Army general, the author of Morals and Dogma, the sort of Masonic Bible. You know, the man who wrote that they basically worship Lucifer in his book, saying that Satan is not the black god, but just represents a force, and the Masons represent this force. Yes, that Albert Pike, also suspected to have founded the KKK as well. By the way, there's a larger-than-life statue of Albert Pike that stands in Judiciary Square in Washington, D.C., right alongside Abraham Lincoln. And Albert Pike's body is kept in a tomb inside the Masonic headquarters in Washington, D.C., a building called the House of the Temple, which is home of the Supreme Council of Freemasonry. Yes, Albert Pike, who just wrote an article in his newspaper, The Daily Appeal, a newspaper in Tennessee, on August 16th, 1868, in his editorial, saying that they should, quote, unite every white man in the South who was opposed to Negro suffrage meaning the right to vote, into a great order of Southern Brotherhood, with an organization complete, active, and vigorous, in which we could execute the consecrated will of all, and for whose very existence should be concealed from all its members. Oh, sounds exactly like the KKK, right? So now, there you have it.
I played that because they show you Lincoln, and then people say, we tell you, those of you on the internet, I love y'all so much, it says all presidents. So everyone.
Mm-hmm. Abraham Lincoln comes up to 33.
President. All presidents. I ain't leaving out no president going to tell me your job. All presidents. I ain't looking for the, see, those of you still working, thinking about the white and black, you don't know history good, obviously. I told you, the blacks were with them. So you got to be pretty. You got to be reprobate.
Why are you talking about the numbers?
By you adding the numbers to letters to the numbers. You got to add each letter. it goes to an equal. Then you look at the equal, you add those to what it is. It's like, that's how it's done. Just look it up. Look up gematria. You'll see it. It's clear. And listen to Brother Eddie on Wednesday nights, and you even get a clear. You better know that if you listen to Buddy Eddie. Y'all don't listen Wednesday nights to Buddy Eddie and answer that. That's where you get the most fruit of these numbers. Because we trying to put all the numbers with the words and the history. So it's like a dude, it's like an in and out for us because he sticks to that numbers. Make boom. But we put it all so you can see numbers is even visual. It's timing. That's why they go and do these wars. They pick dates and time sequences to do things to get the highest calibration.
Same thing with the sports.
The illusion. The same. Everything's done. Like I said, we're getting close to that hour. Now, I'll tell y'all right now. I'm going to get a couple more of y'all on here. Let me get some more. Hold on. I got some of y'all been waiting. There you go. 3318. I don't know if it's 3318. You've been holding. Go ahead.
How you doing, family? Yeah, yeah, man. Your brother from yes. Region 1.
There you go, my boy. I know you. We don't get fast. Go ahead.
Okay. So, I like what you was doing as you were identifying that golden circle. Now, they were also considered to be, because they registered as a corporation, a revolutionary army.
Mm.
But they were really considered to be a militia. So they were the popo undercover.
Mm.
See that?
Go ahead.
See that?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So
go
you ahead. Put it all together. So who did they operate for? So do they work for Vatican? Do they work for the monarch? Whatever it was, they were trying to stop them colonists because them colonists undercover were supposed to be working with us, our forefathers, to how they could still have opportunity to gain riches. This thing is about to make sure no family rises above that industry of what I said, the church, the Inquisition, or the monarch, the families. Because over here, this was the free world. So as they because remember now, when you hear the word proletariat, these people are unlearned, but they were
right.
setting up this West Indies trade of
right.
corporate law that they didn't know shit about.
Right.
So now you get that Freemasonry, also with them esquires, them goddamn lawyers,
yeah.
putting this language, and that's why Abe got hit in the head.
Right.
Because he was using that silver
yeah.
to come against those families.
Yeah.
Now, one more. The train
go ahead.
Derailment.
Go ahead.
Let me go ahead. The train derailment. So the derailment, this is only an epiphany. Don't ever think America is not in bed with these other countries because they all sit at the table to how they try to keep all the people without. Because the
mm-hmm.
ideal of a corporation is to make sure nobody owns shit anymore except
mm-hmm.
the elusive one. Let's go
mm-hmm.
ahead. The Illuminati. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get these train derailment, who's been setting up in order to get ready to set up new trains in America? China with their infrastructure banking. So
yes.
that's right. So who will make the new railroad this time? China. Didn't China do the railroad back then when they was going from the east to the west, what they call the Continental Railroad?
Right.
But they had to take it out of the hand of the people because you can't buy a railroad stock. That shit belongs to the government.
Can't buy it.
Which is a corporation. You can't
just
buy
like,
it.
Just like Monopoly. Monopoly game. The Monopoly game told y'all that. See, the
you
Monopoly
can't
game
buy
a
railroad stock.
Yeah, you can't. Go ahead. Yep.
So I'm putting those things together for my sister to
no,
hear the derailment so that, it, like you're saying, now all this is future endeavors, but ain't nothing new under the sun, Helios, Biblios, that's why I appreciate you. And I got to throw this out there to you, man. Not there's sometimes, and just consider it later on down the road, sometimes we should have that little chat room versus that we all call in because, man, you on fire when you be bringing your. I like to hear more of you at times, man. You be bringing
yeah.
it, bro. Appreciate
fire.
You, man.
Yeah, we're loving it. We're loving it because we can't do
thank
it without
you.
Y'all toys. Charlie Dry Bones Connection. That's why we do what we do. Now, let's get real out here now because if they out there strategizing this already for each state, y'all, I'm in Florida. Let me tell you what's going on here so y'all understand. Y'all coming down here to the land of sunshine. See, we in Helio. Florida, this coming out. This ain't coming from me now. It's coming from the Florida information. You can just look it up. It says Florida has been staggering up to 17% increase in reports of adverse events from vaccines since COVID jab had rolled out. The state health department has revealed. 1,700%, not 17%, 1,700%. This ain't me even talking. I just transfuse what they say. Now think about it. We ain't getting no news from none of the channels. I'm telling you, this agenda is thick with television. Television, that's why I say y'all got to be able to discern. That's where that Matrix shit is real. See, when you watch TV, because all y'all got big screen TVs, most of y'all. Your phone either big, your computer big. You are induced into it, just like we are. And I started to see it too. I said, man, I told y'all when I went to that thing, that cafe, that virtual shit, I said, man, imagine putting making a kid from an infant stage a sniper. Or from an infant age, if you program him with a chip. Now, I'm going to tell y'all think this is far-fetched, but the chip to these people, and I played this so y'all can see it, y'all do have to know that some of the biggest clairvoyant people on the planet Earth were black people who gave them. Pascal Randolph was he was light.
Abraham Lincoln's right-hand man.
Then we got some other groups that was coming over here from the east to the west, from the east to the west coast of Atlantis.
And can I say this to you, Drybo? Here's the reason why you're on top, and I'm going to let the other brothers just come in, because I'm giving you region one again. So the reason why this information you're bringing forth is truth, it's mandatory now, even though they say this COVID shit's coming to an end, because there were casualties of war. They always do that in the experimental. Come on, Tuskegee.
That's right. Right.
So now it's mandatory for anybody who takes a public education, their child will be a part of the vaccination. Easier for them now to place the chip entering into K-12.
That's right. And I see it coming because guess what, y'all? Guess what, everybody? Brazil, their government, which has the most so-called, which makes more logical sense, they straight across. If you look at the geographical location of Brazil and Africa, that's an easier route for the slave trade to start. That's just common sense.
If you're taking any kind of universal basic income in Brazil, you don't take that shot, you don't get paid. You don't get your benefits.
So they already experimented on the largest population of black people is in Brazil. They already experienced it. Anybody who's been to Brazil or been around Brazilian, very, very beautiful people, unbelievable, is just very. And so just say to yourself, if they working on them and they government, Bolsonaro's, they had the same shit happen here in America. They president said it wasn't real. It was a fake election. Am I making this up? Same scenario in America that happened under Trump is the same scenario that happened in Brazil. Go look it up. Same scenario. Am I making this up? Facts matters on this program.
History repeats itself.
Oh, nothing's new under the Helios. That goes to show y'all. Y'all been listening. We about to
there
put it
go,
on to
you.
There you go.
And look what happened in Arizona with Carrie Lake. She has to go to the state Supreme Court to prove that she won the election.
To prove she won the election. It ain't going to happen. All right, we'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to have Sean Cat. We're going to go to this hit. We're going to go to the – where we going to go, man? I don't know. We're going to go to Celestial Lodge for sure.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Personality, the cult of personality.
My man, Brother Sean Caddy. We said we're going to talk. This is all President's Day. We told you we're going to make it hardcore for you. And we say it ain't now, President. Hey, I got to put y'all on mute because I got to hear him. Put yourself on mute, everybody. Everybody except Sean Caddy. Everybody. Well, I can do it myself. Sean Cat, you with us?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Somebody need to turn yourself off. I found it. Go ahead. Jump in. I found it.
Go ahead. Greetings, everybody. On the Dry Bones Connection. Shout out to Dry Bones, Mr. Dorian himself, the press secretary for the Intergalactic Ambassador and the Galactico Federation. We put it out there. Sorry for the stutter, but it's all real. No mutter.
Go ahead.
So let me say this. You started off with great information, and one thing I got this morning is that they found that some gold FBI seized that was taken. And the first thing that came to mind that was Emperor King Taylor's gold that was sent here to Abraham Lincoln under the field order number 15. Mm. And so now it's time for me to grab the gold, in which I will, and I'm going to fulfill the will, which was to distribute out to those who were considered prisoners of war affected by the conflict and to help rebuild. There was $1 billion in gold bars. Imagine what that's worth today.
At that time. Okay, yeah. At that time.
So
now you did say something, so because I don't want you to miss that point you just had. You said a thing about them finding Civil War gold. I looked at it. It's there. Go look it up. I want y'all to look this up so you won't sound like me. This Civil War gold has been found. Y'all do the math, figure it out, come back while he's talking. It's very deep about that. But go ahead. I want you to make sure people realize the scope of this, because this has been a found that nobody's even talking about. I mean, you brought it to our attention by going to D.C., but go ahead.
All right. Another interesting thing, and this is going to be considered sci-fi, that if the CIA, FBI, anybody that might want to give me a problem, therefore the Spitfires will be sent and set and positioned over all agencies that are corrupt, and Spitfires, they kind of, they chew nuclear missiles and all that for a snack. And this is Father and New's favorite animal, and they are a dragon mixed with the Bennu bird. So they are dragon with a wing, and they have magical power, and they are real, and they will be here soon.
Okay, so go ahead. I want to shift off there, but go ahead. Finish up so we can get to, I like people to conversate about what we're talking about. Go ahead.
Okay, so now with this all being here set in D.C., D.C. was originally designed for the future. D.C. was built and designed by George Washington, who we know as Georgius Washita. And that would be a Hebrew pronunciation, Amharic pronunciation. So our languages are very similar when you say Semitic, right? So most of us are from either Sham, but we've been here in America, we've been here in Ethiopia, all through the area. So it don't matter who claims what, you could have been there and left this time, this year, this time period. So it doesn't matter where you at now, it's all about what's in your blood. That's all that matters. This area here, the Grand Canyon, was ruled by a queen. Her name is Arishigo. Arishigo was the scientist, and she was doing the first of the cloning and the breeding it from the humans to the to what we call the human species right now, and that's during the time period of digging for gold. And her lab is called Shimti, and a lot of the photos I got of the Grand Canyon, the actual building structure is still there. You can see it, so I had to kind of single it out to show you that it's actual building structure. And so what they did, the reason why everything is rocks, because we have a liquid form that we throw on these buildings to rock them up to disguise themselves, just like the pyramid mounds were covered up to evade any more intrusion, because we as children in this continent, we became lost, we became selfish, we became fighting each other. So the elders decided to put away a lot of our technology that we had because of the influctuation of bringing in new people.
Okay. All right. No, go ahead. We're going to bring it to the point, because it sounds like something that we see in the day. But go ahead. Keep going. I want to take time so we can get the people. There's a lot of people on Facebook I see coming. I just want to see them hear the whole thing out. Go ahead.
Okay. So now when you're dealing with the Freemasons, there are two Freemason orders. The ones that was over in Europe, they based off the Nimrod. Nimrod, who was Sargon, who was the son of Cush. He was the masterful builder and hunter mentioned in Genesis. So he's the one responsible for the Tower of Babel and his mother he married, Semiramis. And so he was the first one to allow that the Canaanite tribes to be a part of his army and his foundation. But his disrespect for Tammuz, and he had them build a tower on top of one of the temples that Tammuz had built. And so Tammuz had it knocked down because of disrespect. Nimrod later was killed by his own people that he brought in, the Canaanites. He was killed by them and placed on a tree, which is called the Evertree, or the Evergreen Tree, which is based on the Christmas tree story. All right. And so when they
this was over here? This was you're saying this was over in the Americas?
This is over in Babylon first. So when
Babylon first. Okay, I'm trying to, because I want to make sure now. Because remember now, we're trying to see where this fits in with America, because America is a part of this this being with the George Washington. Let's stick with that, because that's where I'm trying to see if George Washington was a Wichita and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to those, like, because we knew they grew hemp. Hemp was a major commerce here. How do we bring that back? Because you say the gold, they got this gold, like they're going to get it. A lot of people, now I'm not saying this thing to be, but a lot of people listen and they got different philosophies out there that says, oh, this is America's ours, but they don't have no way of really getting it. We could be on Facebook saying this and all this stuff, but they really have no lawyers. Nobody's going to really go and fight the government at this point in time. So that's just like a bunch of people on Facebook. I don't really care if you're saying stuff that don't make sense. All I want to know is I'm trying to make sense of something. What you're going is into the biblical side. So the biblical side is you're saying that, so we get clarity, that we carry on. You're saying that all this is happening over in this region of the world, but what about this region? Because that's pretty much what we're trying to, like, focus on. Like, in this region here where the field order was given, how do we use that field order, like, to try to get that the gold? I mean, because to me that's important. Cause I always heard about field order myself, reparations, all the reparations people. That's the first thing they pitch: field order this, field order that. But we never came together to see how this can make it happen. So with the gold, which you did show it's there. How do we use that to wait for us to get it? Like, how are we supposed to do that in this country?
Well, for me to do it, to get it, I have to move in as a leader, and I have to have people behind me that says I'm the leader and this is our nation. So, and right now I understand the fears of what's going on, but the Mason thing I had to explain because up until the Scottish Rite, when they found out about America, they knew George Washington was the chosen one.
Right.
And so he was the grand architect, and that therefore when they came over here, they started giving that homage to George Washington. So George Washington, when you get the G sign, the G symbol is Georgius. That's the G. That's for George. So
King George, also King George too. Now it is a George, Georgia. So yeah, and that's where the guy stones are at. I'm gonna put it together while you're talking to me. So the guy stones is Georgia, which is definitely there. That black folks who claim to be so pro-black, but you didn't go to the guy stones to see they had up there killing you in your own state. So figure that one out. But go ahead. I'm having fun with people. Go ahead.
So during the time the Revolutionary War, they mentioned George Washington. Well, let me just address the people who hear me for the first time.
Right.
George Washington was a black man, and you can actually get his portrait in Mount Vernon, the location where he is buried today in sarcophagus. His wife in the sarcophagus. No Caucasian on this planet has a sarcophagus. So, yeah.
And that's on Mount Vernon,
which is 9 miles south of D.C. itself.
Okay, go ahead, give them that type of stuff so they can so we can pick, because I want you, because you know you got to have a series, because I forgot you've been to Ethiopia. They don't realize, don't you prepare for the first time? This man is international, been to Ethiopia. I mean, a litany of a lot of things. So we talking like it's Sunday morning, and you know, but I forgot we got a lot of y'all on the line, so. Make it where, now, you wouldn't have seen a lot of this stuff because the Ethiopian connection. You went to Ethiopia. You got pictures. You went to Ethiopian family. I mean, I think the family need to hear you explain to them, because we know Africa is beautiful, ancient, everything that you could imagine. But we got all these other continents that seem to feed off of all this. And yet you went to the only nation, so I could lead you into this. I should have gave you a more introduction, but I thought people know you who know you already. But you went there. You met the royal family of Ethiopia. Jamaica, if you go to Jamaica, man, you will really probably get the kickoff, because that philosophy is really embedded with the Ethiopian construct. And think about it. If you think about it, Marcus Garvey and all them, but to know that you met them, and the big guy in the royal family. Tell me why black folks don't really embrace Ethiopia the way they should. They got churches named after Abyssinia. Where's the connection missing then? Because you've seen it.
Okay.
You're there. You're part of the bloodline. How that connect us so we can go into where we need to go with this. How that work? Because they've got ancient stuff there. Ancient.
Well, let me go further with the story of the royal family. I am from the royal family. I am a royal
there
prince.
There you go. Thank you.
I am Prince.
That's why
Sean
you come out Alamayo
Tedros. So I have all the family bloodline. That is my title. It is a title that I have in Britain, America, in Abyssinia, and also in Israel. Now, if you are a Cherokee person over here, you came from, you're also Abyssinian. You have Ethiopian blood roots. If you are from Illinois, which is, you come from the Ishmaelites, and Ishmaelites bred not only Ishmael from Abraham, but you came from Moses, and Moses bred Muhammad of the Quran. So if you don't think any of these people are important, I'm not talking to you specifically, but I'm telling people.
Yeah, no, I want
to know any of this right now.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm telling you right now, I said it for months and months, who y'all are. If nobody's getting into it, then you're going to have to find out the scary way of who you are, and that's what the ship's coming. All right? And don't be scared. The blessing is they're coming for you. They're for you. But if you're not grasping on to what has been explained to you and how to connect, then you're going to miss out on everything, because this whole world can be wiped away. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, but the old earth hasn't passed away, and the old heaven hasn't passed away. So the whole Jesus stories and all this stuff that wasn't correct, all this going to fall by the wayside. All this rulership going on right now, everybody going on right now, fall by the wayside. Revelations chapter 21. This is where we at.
Now,
Christmas is coming
down.
I'm
a guy just because me, you talk so much. Now, because from that, we see that those who really read the Bible, Ethiopia is like the only ancient nation that actually is made to be known, if you notice what I'm talking about. Since Genesis, the very book of Genesis. And then we got, now the question I want everybody to understand is, they never been attacked. Now those of you out there listening that's white, being understanding now, we got the World Health Organization, and your name is in the same category, Tejos. Now, people need to hear more about that, how Ethiopia think about him, because you like an emissary,
yes,
on this program talking to us about a foreign country that many of us never been to. You have, obviously, and your video, I mean, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful video with the sisters from Ethiopia. All I'm saying is that you and I have talked about that we got to be able to bridge this gap where we can show both sides of this equation. Being that you've seen both sides of the equation, how do we get the interaction with the trade with Black America, who is anciently traders? The indigenous people were ancient traders of these origins of people. How do we get that trade back if the people here don't seem to recognize it at all? It's like there's no recognition to Ethiopia, even though it's in the Bible, only nation mentioned by name in the Bible story that is written. That's kind of ironic in a way. So give us your thoughts on how that connection needs to be drawn in your eyes.
Well, I'm going to start with a conversation I had with the Heavenly Father. I asked him, with all my roots is in Ethiopia and all this, why was I sent here to America? He simply told me that those people here are the strongest of his people and his most beloved. I said, these people? He said, yeah. And it started to make sense now. And when I looked at the world and the mess that it's in, it's at the worst of all levels. And then I said, the African Americans are at the worst level, the bottom of the barrel, and they're at the worst position, and the world is at the worst position. So until the so-called African American becomes himself, then everything changes. African Americans are the one that can fix this problem. And with the Most High, of course, because you are his children. So the whole thing is the commerce. You got to put a hold of it and say, we got to stop. They're moving a system that they've taken from us and which they have taken from us, like Tesla and all these people, Henry Ford. Henry Ford only built a plant to manufacture cars. He didn't create the car. A black man invented the car. A black man invented everything.
Yep. Patterson.
Everything.
His name Patterson. Give his name, Patterson. Yeah.
Patterson, there you go.
Still a rich. Yeah.
So the man.
I don't dispute that at all. Go ahead.
Right. So the thing we got to realize is that we got to control this. And it don't matter right now, because if you look at the gang members and all that, look at what's going on. All this energy, and this is the only direction they have. So them the ones who can do something. We've been so scared for so long, and I have to say to Martin Luther King, for those elders who've been around that time, I had no idea how rough and how scared they had y'all, how fierce and ferocious that they've been to y'all. So for anyone who stepped up knowing the consequences, I got to take my hats off just for that. You know, I don't care what direction it went afterwards.
Right. Right. Now, let's go there, because I'm glad you said that. No one's like going against the energy that the people had within. Once the energy field got to be where it was at, the problem was the direction of the energy field. The energy field was there, needed to be there, but once the energy field gets to a certain point, it has to travel. The direction of travel, quicker to success, the longer the travel could lead you to somewhere else. that's where I think the debate is going to be still looked at, because that's the era. And I want you to go there, because we talk about this 1935 and 1934. Now, I played earlier so everybody put the connection together. That's the same era where this Jewish individual, Klein, said the whole thing was made up. They're going to do this. They believe in Yahweh. Somehow they got the knowledge of that. I mean, because if you go to, I'm going to tell you a story, and then I'm going to let you. The Hebrew Israelite community is not something I have any problem with. It's the strength of it. It's like when you put up the Tetragrammaton and you put it in a place where you got Khazar and people there, you kind of wonder how they accept it. And there's a war out there about this God thing. There's no doubt about that. We'd like to get deep. I hope y'all understand. We get deeper as the time goes. It's a war for on God. First of all, we seem to leave women out of the godhood, because ain't no way every god I looked up through my studies, there's a vagina with it somewhere. We're about to go into the cosmos, y'all. I told you, sister about the about. Remember I told you that movie about the giant vagina that Jordan Peele had in that movie? They actually seeing that shit. So that's what they claim they seeing. So it's gotten to a point where I think somebody said about the race. It ain't even about, it's about the sexes too. The races is one thing. I'm reading some of these people jumping on Facebook. The race is one thing. We ain't talking about race. Because first of all, we know that's made up. Because you say, but he's saying tribal. You naming tribes. I'm going to get you clear. I'm going to let you go some more, but just want to get hotter. He's talking tribes. He gave me tribes. We also said this was another area of the so-called Atlantis story that all the so-called Dr. Ben, all of them said the same. It was called Sereni, the island of Cherini or Sereni back in the day. It's all through the Greeks. The Greeks are black people, y'all. There's another thing I want you to get on too, man, because we fake it too much. You're talking black people when you say these names. The Greeks were black. They're Christians. That's where the fascist symbol comes from. So you really know history. Debate me with some money. Let's win some money off this. You really so knowledgeable. The fascist symbol is right in the Senate. Came from the Christians. Now go look up the Christians. All right, you're going to see them holding their dicks. Big black motherfuckers, big dicks. Holding them over in Greece. Go look. I ain't got to go to Greece personally, because they got, now with the internet, I can go to their museums. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, wow. So that, I told y'all reprobates in the West. Y'all reprobates to the world in the West, because anybody watch their so-called sovereignty border get taken over and still happy about it, you can't be real. You can't be real. Go ahead, man. Give them the real deal. They can't be real, man. How you real and the border being taken over talking about this your land? Get the fuck out of here. Go ahead. Let's talk.
Keep going, man. You know, it's funny you mentioned the Greeks. When I was in the British Museum, they had Greek bases, and they were jet black people. I got all the photos and stuff, and I'm just looking at
me
like,
too. Right.
Super black.
They all jet black, man. Jet black. Let me talk about dude. That's what I'm saying. You've seen it. Everybody's got some sense. This old knowledge. But you could go to the archives and see they got whole groups of black men fucking white women in orgies in France. In orgies, black dude fucking all kind of white pussy up in France, in they are. So what y'all talking about, man? Get real. Keep it going, man. They don't know what. You know what? That's what I say. You talking to reprobates? That's what their Bible story told them. That's what they are. Go ahead.
You mentioned the Khazars. What was interesting during the American Revolutionary, French Revolutionary War? That was the time. Even Russia. That was the first time that all the black families were thrown down in from Russia to Europe, because
right.
The cousin of George Washington for France.
The Tovars. There you go.
Another thing.
Give me that.
King Louis. When I went to George Mount Vernon house, they had a poster of King Louis. If you can look and tell that the face has been painted over. You know, they do the whitewash. I found my great George Washington's son, which is my great great grandfather. One photo, you can see him black with an afro, and the next same photo, painting altered, he's standing as a white guy painted over. And I took both photos to different people.
Yes.
Just to see if I wasn't crazy.
Now I'm gonna tell you ain't crazy. Now I'm gonna tell you something. Brother D from St. Louis sent me a book. But I hope you listen, Brother D. But I read that. These books prove. So the videos he sent me, they were all saying they were swarthy, They were given the descriptions of them in the early days. They was not white. They were either brown, swarthy, and so they don't lie. So they really did whitewash. That's a fact, everybody. They whitewashed it. But let me go with you on this because you've been to Britain. You've been to, people don't know you got an extensive background, rap music. I mean, you was with Coolio. Much love. I mean, you've been in a lot of places where a lot of people say, well, we keep going down low because they don't need to know. So this is how I look at it. If this out there, and we see that, you know, the military intelligent world is one of the biggest worlds of really getting the real information. I'd rather listen to somebody from the military than any civilian sometimes, because I know somebody in the military going to say, yeah, because you'd be like, I gave scenarios. Do you think that there's a coup out there? Like, for instance, if an ancient coup know that Solomon's Temple, these people are supposed to rule, blah, blah, blah. But now, let's go galactic. You think something, because you talk about Lebanon. I told you, to bring me into this, you know I'm going to talk about. I tell people all the time, you got to expand your mind, everybody who's listening. Stacey Abrams would not be on Star Trek if she ain't been told what that means. Atlanta, Georgia. She over there on Star Trek because she know about the Galactic Federation. You could talk what you want to talk. I'm going where has never been seen. I'm glad I've seen it in my time. Stay with me, man. I'm going to let you go. This is one of your fortes. You see, for the first time, they done shot ballistic missiles of America, and niggas ain't even upset. That shows you brainwashed. When they all shot, now they shot raw. I mean, they shot Oklahoma. That was this is some goddamn, they spent $500,000 just to shoot each one of them. Now, okay, that don't faze you. Now, you got to go, if you're going to go religious, because I know you go to the spiritual world and everybody that listen, the spiritual world ain't from us. We give you the spiritual world because your Bible ain't what you think it is. I told you, it's a galactic book. It's galactic. It got different dimensions in it because you ain't privileged to it because your mind is of an infant. You can't see. That's why I say I used to. It tells you the Bible. You got to step up your game in thinking. As I thought as a child, I put away childish things. Some of you motherfuckers ain't put nothing away childish. All you think is childish shit. That goes for women, men, every group on the planet Earth. That's a galactic book. So they already know. That's why they say we're going to eat you. That's why abortion levels are they're eating the babies, y'all. I'm going to prove to you I'm with facts. You can hate me if you want. I don't give a damn because you don't even, hey, what you going to do? I will die anyway. Now, if you tell me that you heard a woman say we're going to eat babies at her fundraiser, and then you find out that Planned Parenthood is eating babies to make placenta for you to have cosmetics, different things. So even your baby placenta that you give them. See, I'm going to talk to women right now. Because, see, that's where I want you to go with. But because a lot of this got to do with the women. And you did a book about the women. And him got books, too. His brother got books and everything. The woman is the incubus. She is the alien. For the movie Alien, I'm going to prove it to you in the Bible story. They already have one woman, but they keep her hidden because she's the one that you don't want to deal with. So they put that one away and gave you the clone woman from the original woman. Because you don't know that most of y'all don't even want to talk about Lilith, all you women out there. She the original Hathor. She original Hathor. I'm going to go deep. She all the ancient gods of the indigenous tribe or the woman god, the wolf god, the white buffalo god, the albino god. I'm about to get deep today. I told you, can't play. As we get close to the end, we're going to put it on y'all. If y'all don't know by now, now you know. All this out there. Now, brother, explain it to them because you've seen a lot of archaeology. You've seen a lot of things. Explain to them what you're thinking is going on, why the people cannot comprehend these most basic things.
Well, you just hit on a point and it reminded me of Akhenaten because he was sick of all these worshiping different gods. So he closed all that mess off and brought it all back into the Heavenly Father. And in his hymns and the songs, he put in the names and showed respect But for the people, it wasn't good enough because one guy would say, I'm a jealous guy, which was the female guy. They were really into that mess. There's some reptilian females that are good or agreeable, and some are disagreeable. So at this point in time, with the planet changing as it is, you can look at people are actually changing before your eyes. Some of the shape of women figures are changing. And it's not because of these surgeries or whatever. It's changing. So we're starting to see the real deal. So and it goes back to the story Enrikidu with Gilgamesh, is that one of the goddesses wanted him, but she was horrible looking to him. She was the reptilian woman, but she was horrible to him, and he rejected her, and so she sought out to punish him because of that. And so that's what the problem came in with. And Akhenaten just said, no, we ain't doing none of that because people doing crazy stuff, and they hated Akhenaten for that, you know, and he had to release his power to King Tut.
Let's go with that. Mm-hmm. King Tut, I've seen King Tut exhibit. It was beautiful, unbelievable. Mm-hmm. They did not hide black people. Those of you in Fort Lauderdale who's here, they showed you Ethiopia, Abyssinia. They showed you that they were all black. They had leopard skin. But there was a war with Ethiopia and Upper Egypt. And as a war was going on in a lot of these places, Dr. Ben, Dr. Claude Anderson, Dr. Sheikh Diya, all of them told you this. Now, I'm trying to figure out if we comprehending what they used to say. Because they said that all this started because we were warned. So if we was the mm-hmm. first metal earth, those of you in the craft, Tubal Cain, these are the first metal earth. How somebody going to beat a people who got a weapon that's still in existence to this day at the Royal Society of Egyptology and at the Society of the North Americas with the Jaguar tribe? Thank you, Dr. Timotep, who's been on our show many times. He's right. These people got the same type of weapon. They got leopard skin. What do you think the Jaguars, y'all? The Jacksonville Jaguars. You see the skins of the Jaguar and ancient tribes over here in North America? They look just like them over in Egypt. It's a fact. It's a fact. Go look up the Jaguar tribe. Now, I don't understand this right now. I'm trying to figure this out. We've been hearing this from all these great, what do you think these great intellectuals, now you think the money game might have got to them because most of our black people was raised in the HBCUs, which, I mean, I ain't got a problem with nobody learning. You'd be the last here for me about learning. I'm glad. Hey, my dumb ass, I'm glad I can learn anything every day. Now, I'm trying to figure out if we got all these bright people out here. Our kids are in AI. You know all about what's going on. We see a black man everywhere now. When we see the guy from Ethiopia with the World Economic Forum and all this stuff, how do you think black people over here look at that? Don't you think they glorify that like it's a black? Don't you think they might be unrepresentative because no one's like going against them over in Africa at all? I would think Africa, in my opinion. And I could be wrong. Y'all out there listening. Wouldn't Africa should be mad at the I mean, they're the ones saying that they don't want vaccines, but yet the guy in Africa is over it all, supposedly. We know, me and you know he a pawn, but I want you to explain to people because you know multi-bilateral governmental things about this because you know your credentials. Now, don't you find that strange that no outcry is from Africa about this guy who is mandatorying all this stuff now, money coming in, taking over land. How come Africa ain't like the number one group going berserk if they supposed to be not in on it? What's your take on that? If they ain't in on it, why they so complacent? I would think they would be the main people going berserk since they the only people got the coton, got the shit for the damn batteries, got the shit for this. China got the mine. Why ain't they upset? I mean, how could I get upset about somebody who ain't getting upset? I mean, how does that look for dumb niggas in America thinking they're supposed to get upset for Africa? And Africa ain't trying to fight nobody. From what I see, I don't see no fight going on. So what's your take on that first, and then bring it to America? Go ahead. You got it. You got okay. The last. I'm going to give you 10 more minutes so we can get some more calls. Go ahead.
Okay.
Y'all, I'm going to bring y'all lines in before 1 o'clock. Go ahead.
Since the 1960s, every leader that's been put in Africa countries, they've been over here to some CIA school, some school, something. And since then, they've been put in positions, and their job is to suppress the people, keep confusion. You can't protest over there at all. You get shot dead in the street. That's what's going on in every country over there. Wow. So it's not, they don't have, they're under a subjection like no other. And then the religion got to be subjected. So all that has to be, all those people have to be removed before we get any type of real reaction. And they will be, they will be. So it's not a matter of
let's bring it to America. You've given a real analysis of that. Let's bring it to our side of the coast. Now, why would a black America, that go for Jamaicans? Because Jamaicans, I told you, they'll go, I mean, being that you from Ethiopia, you got royal lineage, you probably be a king there, for sure. But here in America, it seems to me that for us to be all the time worrying about these countries in Africa that ain't seeming that we wanting to be giving us any connection to them, but yet they flocking over here, and under economic provisions, they might be getting U.S. indigenous people tax money. How's that work? If we supposed to be, I'm bringing this to the Constitution now, because you talk about that too. How are we going to bring the Constitution to all these black folks listening? How you going to talk to anybody about some Constitution and you don't care about people getting your goddamn pension plans? How about you take your dumb ass off Facebook and all this other shit you want? How you going to make a conversation and you don't even know that your goddamn worries about what black people is doing? People are already getting the compensation from our tax base. You ain't fighting for that because you under Democratic brainwashing witchcraft. I'm just going to, you under the KKK. I told you KKK was a secret mystical society that formulated to what black people love today. Ain't no problem. Hey, it's what it is. I want you, and before I bring calls in, because I know it's getting close to 1 o'clock, because y'all explained to me two things when we open the mic. When we close this mic, somebody need to have a logical explanation. If it's logical, then all y'all gonna say the question gonna be after 12 when they after 1. So when they cut the whole thing off, y'all still be on here. Somebody could please logically tell me how 200,000 black folks had weapons and was able to kill as many white folks that was told to be killed to preserve the Union and didn't preserve nigger rights. Ain't that amazing? Somebody, please, give me some facts on this. Find something, because if you can't, you need to look at yourself and say, God damn, I've been duped. All right, keep it going, brother. Go ahead. You got the floor. Go ahead.
Let me bring it back to George Washington.
Bring it to George.
He had seven children, and they keep lying and said he didn't, but the names of the children is Arlene, and she came Arlington. Rosalind was the baby daughter. She sits inside of the city of Arlington. Then you have a son, William, became Prince William County. George, the junior, became Prince George County. Hailu, which is Haley in English, he is the one who went to Ethiopia and gave birth to King Tedros. So some of George's children had left this country because we was able to do that.
Right.
That's how we traveled then, as people, not just as a, you know.
I'm sure you was able to, you was able to leave. Now, that's the part people don't get. You were sovereigns. See, that's the part when sovereigns were actually given prevalence. Like today, everybody's talking about they sovereign. Because you can't, you know, the bloodline, you got people here who are able to do things. You got all these black groups that was boules and all that. I'm talking about for them to come out of another country and then come in here under the sundry laws, able to maneuver through all the white craziness because they were sovereigns. You couldn't touch them. These Masonic groups knew that you'd be retribution if you touched these people. They part of our money game, so we can't let you be touched. And I understand that. But let's be real about it. We acting like black folks was being... No, black folks wasn't all being lynched. It was a whole bunch of black folks running through the South getting slaves for these people still and doing the thing. So George Washington being black, I'm kind of saying to myself, I don't have a problem with them being black. It's like those who got the proponents that King James is black. I don't have a problem with that. But let's put all, just because he's black, does that redeem him from all the crazy sins of this crazy motherfucker? I mean, if he's crazy enough to have a bunch of kids, which George Washington did, and he smoked weed, he had a hemp farm. That's one of the things he had for sure. Because they had to have hemp because, of course, the pirates needed canvas for their boats, ropes. They needed all that. How you going to have a pirating operation if you ain't got the stuff to do it? So that makes sense to me. And then you just heard earlier, what the first thing they sold everybody? Did they say the Illuminati? Did they say the protocol said alcohol? Did they have a prohibition in America? Wasn't rum, Captain Morgan rum, all they sold throughout the whole Caribbean was alcohol? I mean, I'm trying to break sense to this because I'm not that bright. I mean, I can see all the connections. I mean, do y'all? Because we get go ahead, brother. You got to give me time. Don't you find it strange that people can't even see the connections? You said the East Indian Corporation. So that means they came over here and was able to maneuver all these people on the so-called East Coast of America, native tribes now, black, and then send them back. First, they went to Europe. Now, you tell me if I'm wrong. They came here and brought the ones here back to get more money so they could say, see, we found them. Don't that make more sense? Like, if I could go back with some more people proving I found some people rather than having no people to prove, I'd be looking stupid if I ain't got nobody to prove. Ain't nobody going to invest in that shit, would they? But they came back with people first. So why are we lying about people being brought here with this 1619 bullshit when the first people brought was taken over there?
You know what's so interesting about that?
Go ahead.
What's so interesting, anybody who participated in any war conflict, the other side has to have the same exact story. So we have to know if actually the history they told us what happened in Europe is actually true. Most of the history they're telling us right now, I guarantee you, is not true. America, after the Civil War, they did everything they can to alter history, alter everything, date, times, and everything. Then they get Bible, BCE, and all these other crazy. All these numbers are lies. All of them are lies. All of it. So the thing is, we dominate all over the planet, not because we dominate it, because that's just we get over there. And so the Europeans
But the European is. Hold on, let's go there. I'm glad you brought this up because I'm about to bring this up to everybody. I know about the European is a minority. Okay, we got that by now. We should have this by now. I mean, this has been eons of information. Kashwa Kwesi, they've been here. Honestly, I mean, everybody I'll go made that clear that they are minority. But then when I go dig deep, like James Brown, I find out some niggas made these albinos. I'm like, wait a minute, hold tight. You gonna tell me we mad at some kids we produced, if we going to go to the deepness of this, and make us believe now that these kids got power over us? Think about that. Your kids kicking your ass. Would you go along with that?
Mm-mm. It has to be a trick along there.
Okay, hold on. That's another question everybody out there. Everybody out there listening. When the show cut off, I want y'all to have two S now. You gonna let your kids kick your ass in your own house? And because when I get deep, I tell me I made the albinos. So black folks made albinos, which I see today. I went to school with an albino. We loved her. She was beautiful, and we didn't care nothing about that because I ain't know. I thought she just she came out without no color. I don't know what the hell that meant at that time. But as we get older, okay. So two black folks made a mutation. Because her parents was black as fuck. And I said, damn. But I didn't think about how the ramification was. I'm too stupid. I get all the fighter motherfuckers eating these motherfuckers up all over the earth in Africa and shit. And then I said, wait a minute. This might be a Bible story. Ain't that my baby? The story where they took the children and threw them through the desert into Upper Europe and took them by slave ship into the land of the albino, which would be England. I said, what the fuck? Then they felt bad later on that they sent their children out, went looking for them with military because they didn't know what they were going to turn out to be. How about that story? Hollywood probably paid me billions for this. And then we find out that over time, they became beast-like, walking on all four, albino. Then we find out that every genetic code, since y'all want to talk about race, we know about race. We ain't that stupid, are you, on Facebook? All of a sudden, we find out we got the albino gorilla, the albino this. It's a mutation. So now we got all this rhetoric about y'all that they talk about, oh, they mutants. Okay, they're mutants. But from your ass, niggas. You talking about y'all goddamn kids. Oh, I'm just having fun, though. Go ahead, jump in before we get cut off. Go ahead. I just want
to throw this one last thing in. In Matthew 24:28, it says, "For wherever so the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together." So
that's
what
right.
they're saying,
dead.
The carcass is a Caucasian, and they use the eagles. And then it says, "Immediately after those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken." Now, when we had the China
I agree
balloon,
with some of that.
We had a China balloon. That was a UFO. It was shaking up. And so the next objects they threw out there was really what they wanted to do the first time, but it had no purpose, no avail, because they tell you they shoot it down. You didn't see no missile shot. Then they tell you they don't know where to find it. They don't know where it's at.
Right.
So,
but people go. But here's the thing. The caucus could mean dead, could mean Caucasian. But even if it does mean Caucasian. But then the Caucasian is in the language of the Hindu Europeans. That means India is a major because they look. I mean, you gotta look at some of this in the context that we're leaving out different people. I'm not leaving out India. I'm not leaving out nobody right now because I know we're the New World Order already. India don't mind pimping their people out. They pimp their people all the time to do shit. That's why they got all the contracts for all your telemarketing. So when we say one nation, India is the same way with albinos. They got albinos too. They got the albinos, and they treat them bad too. Now the thing about the albino thing is it's in the Bible story of Jahazi. No one talks. I ain't heard no preacher or cracker preacher or any preacher that you want to call, because cracker is a good word. That's the German word for their name. They came over here as the crackers. See, I know what I'm talking about. I ain't got to worry about them getting on me because I'm making sure you don't. The crackers say that, you know, this is an informity. But they know that they are the informity because they know this. They know it because Jahazi. And then you got Moses for the story of masonry. He goes in his bosom and it comes out white as snow. Okay. Then we got the other stuff going on. I hope all you Bible people ready for it. You should ask your preacher this. He'll probably pass out. Say, why is everybody turned white in the Bible? What color were they before that? He'll be looking stupid like he had a drink. Now, I mean, to think about it. These stories tell you these people transform different colors. Because if you already, how your hand come out white if you white? It's impossible. How you become leprous, white as snow? A whole nation in the Bible, thanks, the descendants of Jahazi. Look it up, everybody. Look it up. States that they became white as snow, albinos, leopards. Okay, now, I'm trying to figure out why that story ain't being told. We might be a better group of people if we knew that these was our own descendants. But we ain't taught that. Why you think, everybody? I got y'all in the lines. I got Brother Caddy out there. Brother Caddy got to come back a bunch of times because it's not just that he hit on. He said the galactic. Now, obviously, he's talking about benevolent peoples. There's a group of people called the benevolent. I know it sounds like it's on sci-fi, but you go look it up for yourself. If you look up Egyptian culture or any culture, there's always a hierarchy of nine people. Look it up. I mean, if you're that dumb and go to church and don't even ask a question, you deserve to be deceived. That's a question. That's just facts. You could just, no one's going to care about it if you stay dumb. I'm going to tell you that. You better understand what that goes. Because let me tell you what's going on. And before I let y'all go. See, y'all think I was making this up. This is Canada, everybody. The missile they shot down for Canada. They ain't even asked the question. Brother Canada, you better all y'all know that. What we ever shot down in our own territory, something for Canada. Like, oh, Canada, we got to protect you now. Now, here's what happened. A pro-life group has warned that Here's Canada, y'all, because y'all don't get no news from Canada like we do. A pro-life group has warned that should recommendations for a new federal government reporting saying Canada euthanasia law be expanded to children, the mentally ill, and those with dementia. They talking about killing you. Now, y'all go online, all you in the, up in Georgia, up in Michigan, Region 2, Region 1, Region 5, why you think they about to, you think they got a problem knocking you off? I just told you they making euthanasia expandable to children. I told you, y'all, now, all you on the Democratic side, who I don't care about those of you who don't like politics, I got you. I'm talking about those you do. Look, I just showed you the whole Democratic Party. Even if you don't give a fuck about the Republicans, look at the party you do believe in. Is this something you want to stay in? Talk about eating kids not proving out what they in Canada, which is a democratic socialist country under Trudeau, who many people think he the father of Castro. Castro was his daddy. Go look it up. Go look it up. Go look it up. I ain't going to go no further with the Cuba stuff. All them black magicians down there. Now, go on to say that once it's expanded, they will have the right under a federal law to kill you. And you won't think the Bible story real? And then you got the rappers wearing Molech. Molech is the owl that you give baby sacrifice to, and you okay with that? You gonna get what you get. Now I'm gonna play this. I told y'all, y'all gonna get it. I can't stand how y'all think y'all gonna get away from this. You can't. You're not. Not in this program. You can go to other programs and play around and think it's okay, and this gonna follow you the whole day. This type of knowledge gonna follow you the whole day, because you got to think now how in hell I'm believing all this stupid shit. It don't make no sense. Makes no sense. At all. That you can't explain to me logically how 200,000 black folks had weapons, didn't kill the oppressor, and a grandmaster was Martin Delaney. Go look that up. Give you all the names. Can't explain that one. Can't explain why, hey, there's too many things that the black community can't explain, yet you wholeheartedly do dumb things to go along with it. I mean, you have no problem. At all. None at all. And will fight people for the dumbest shit, not knowing a damn thing, and will follow rappers and entertainers for everything. That has got to be brainwashing 101. Got to be. There's no way you can answer to any that we said without you going to all these black events you've been going to. Nothing but pageantry. Nothing but pageantry. Nothing of substance. Just want to get some accolades, say we doing some shit. These kids are dumber than dumb. Dumber than dumb. They have no concept of what's going on at all. Because America is a nightmare that Martin Luther King got killed for. But you don't want to accept that either. You know, this guy gets killed after saying, I had a dream, it's now a nightmare. I don't lie, I don't talk about play people into a burning building. Bam! In Memphis, the Bible Belt. Ain't that something? The Bible Belt he gets killed in. Hey, you think everything is okay? I'm going to play this for you before we let the... When y'all come back after this, the mics are open. Somebody answer some questions, because we are tired of silence.
Hold up!
Oh. Oh.
We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. You know what the Midwest is, young and restless, so restless. Might snatch
watch your necklace. The next thing might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shy with death is. Top floor, if you alone, I leave you breathless. Try to catch it, kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, now check the method. They be asking us questions, harassed and arrested. Saying we eat pieces of like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces. What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act a fool, but I'll be gone till November. I got to move. I hope God show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrong. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid because we ain't spoken so long. God show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. Pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I can do now to right my wrong. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug killers, even the scribblers. To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah. Now I hear he wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features, or here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Kathleen needed Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single dog, radio nieces. They say you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Take away from my sins, but you probably take away from my ends. Then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the days that I dream about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out. God show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
We are back in the house. This is the after hour party. All y'all get yourself ready, because we about to bring all y'all back in. Again, I'm going to stay with y'all for a while because we want to make sure y'all stay in the focus. But anybody got any explanation to how 200,000 black men with weapons and provisions and the latest of technology, time of this war, was able to do what they did, kill all whites in the southern states at command, and did not think about what they seen in those locations when they seen black folks, or had they been already knowing this was what it was and how it is at that time? Somebody.
All out war and attrition.
All out war for the attrition. So that basically, but they was coordinated, so they knew exactly, had a strategy behind this all out war. They knew what where to go, what strangleholds to get. It took Florida, the last of the states to conquer, with the Seminoles, after which we proved last week after going to a Seminole festival that I had only seen. I'm very sad at the indigenous groups that nobody's showing up to these things. I could do a documentary on the things we don't even show up at. It's just unbelievable. But yeah, but how do you explain the weapons after they went to these places? Since you answered, give me what you think. Not, you know, no bad answer. They go in, see a plantation, shoot up all the whites. They see the conditions of the blacks on this plantation, told to round them up, send them into encampments where they will be guarding them. How would you feel under those conditions? Would you be able to do that?
Nah, not unless I was brainwashed into doing it under the guise that I was accomplishing something else.
Right. Now, hold on. Beautiful answer. Accomplishing something else. Maybe they was told this was for the benefit of what they represented. Now, obviously, we said earlier, everybody, the black people in control, they had generals. They had generals. How come we never do a movie about those generals? See how somebody make a noise? If you're going to move you around, so don't we get deep. Somebody does this. That's how you know that you got spies among you. I'm not dumb to this. That's why I tell people, don't even believe that they won't send us dumb people. Even for this. Don't take much to think.
Right.
Now, let's go on with this. You just said for a purpose. Was they told by Frederick Douglass? I'm going to go with the people who pushed this. Because this is Black History Month. I like to talk real talk. Frederick Douglass had to make concessions. He actually lobbied for black people to fight. That we were such a great warrior. Now, I don't know how much convincing they needed when they knew that we was the greatest warriors in this territory, obviously because they had to be from the area. You can't bring nobody and from a foreign area without emissaries to take you through the area to see before they could make any type of decision on what they could do with this land. So you got surveyors already out there that was giving these people clearance to come through the tribal leaders. Now, I don't know why this is not talked about amongst people, because it's just common sense that if we're going to let some people come in our land, they got to give us some type of sign or signal to make sure that they are of a creed or craft such as trade. And they did. They did that already. That's a fact. Now, let's ask the indigenous people out there listening. Once you did this, they coming over. They not coming over every week. They coming over months at a time. Months. It'd be months. They might not see one till the next spring. Obviously, you fucking these people. It's obvious.
So, can I give you what ancestors somewhat putting into me?
Yeah, put it.
Okay, here we go. So even back then, they didn't really use the language of black and white.
Right, they didn't. Right.
That's right. So that's where I'm gonna go. Let me get this out. So when you hear the word white, think of a status. So those individuals who were white had the land. So they came and wiped out whatever ruling, I'm going to use the word Confederate, because they imitate, they always imitate now, the Confederate of the order for the Union to come in to change. And even though we were a part of that hosting or holding on to chattel slavery, because we were a part of that, we did it, we had them.
Right.
And then the ancestors who went out to the Indian territory, who was out there with all that shell, a.k.a. oil, they later were conquered because as they went over the – I'm going to stay to the course. But as they went over the Mississippi, as they went over the river, the water, they were also white out there.
Now, let's go with this here. Now, the order that I always watch, I tell people sometimes, you watch these Westerns, total fabrication. There's no way wagon train could have went out there without excavation of the land to make sure that their new commercial entities would make it to the area. This is very much Hollywood. So, obviously, that's what I'm trying to tell people, brother said earlier, if these Buffalo soldiers, named by the indigenous, not by the white folks. The indigenous named them Buffalo because the coats they were wearing were Buffalo. They were so good at what they did. This had to be high-level mercenary. They had to be high-level mercenaries. High-level. You know, how you go? If you brought some foreigners into your area, they got to be high-level to be able to survey another territory and beat them people. So either they got other groups in these so-called groups of indigenous who were already enslaved. Now, somebody sent me something. I'm going to bring some shit together so we can get to a deep conversation on this. Roots gave us some hints. Now, Roots gave us a hell of a hint. I know, once you watch something a few times, sometimes you skip over stuff so you watch it again. And Fiddler. Fiddler told the first group of people when Kunta Kinte came. He said, "Y'all ain't never seen an African." Now, I'm saying, wait a minute. It didn't click till I seen it too. Sometimes social media is necessary to wake you up again. Some things do jar your memory. Say, damn, I told you they could try to kill dementia. All the dementia people, man, I'm scared now. I'm going to be an advocate for this. They talking about killing y'all. So don't forget that when I say about Canada up there near Buffalo. Now, I'm saying, Fiddler said this. He said, we ain't never seen an African. This a Guinea man, all this shit. Now, what was they saying? They were seeing their own people. And this is the part that I have a problem with. With black folks, the brainwashing that you to believe in this story is to get you off of the story of Esau. If y'all want to use it's an allegory. It's not a real story. It's an allegory about how you usurp people's power. It's usurpation power. It's about usurping. See that shit they showed you on January 6th? That was bullshit. That's bullshit. Usurping power.
Hey, Bonnie.
That's why. I hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, look who's out there in Antarctica. Matthew Henson, not no damn Amber Bird. Matthew Henson, that looked like
thank
you and
me, Matt. Thank you, Matt. See what I'm saying? Come on. Who out there doing this shit? You're going to come back to me. Is that like I'm about to believe that out of nowhere, Magic Negro pops up. He ain't groomed. He just going to be here. Yeah, I'm going to do this for y'all. Come on, man. Come on, like Joe Biden said for all your niggas.
Can I bring this to you? So you have my Ethiopian brother on. So I'm with him. I appreciate everything he brought forth. But the question I would bring my Ethiopian brother, because religion is a business, did not Christianity start in Ethiopia? Did not the East Indy trade really started in Ethiopia?
Yeah.
That's a good question. And the Ethiopian was converted by King Arzana, right? And King Arzana married a European woman, and he brought in a European pope. And since then, they went on a massacre for us to convert. And so those who didn't convert, we became known as Falashas. And then later we became the Ethiopian Jews entitled. We're the only ones who did not convert.
So this is the reason why I apologize. Continue, brother. Continue.
Great.
Okay, when King Pedros, my great-grandfather was the king, he had to fight against the missionaries, and which came through the British, and they was the last people to convert the fall of Judaism teachings. So that's why he went to war with the British.
So this is what I wanted to say. I wanted to share this, Dry Bone.
Yeah, go ahead.
So
this is
the reason why I'm going there, my brother. I appreciate everything you're bringing forth, and it ain't just your clan who actually did this. But I'm saying this. So you really taught, when you hear the word Christianity, you taught the Inquisitions the new route, the new way that they now call Catholicism to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Because under cover, you're talking about the Eastern Euros, and those are the Turks. But they were not the Turks. They were the Hungarians, the Huns, the Visigoths, all of them. So those were the dramatics of the albinos who came down, who were the barbaric that you had to try to civilize because they were running amok.
Hold on, because I'm glad you went there. I learned that so many times. Now, I was always taught the more civilized these people. I said, wow, that's pretty noble. That's pretty humanitarian. So if they did, here's the question I got problem with. After you this should be actually a teaching for college. How the hell to you teaching people for 700 plus years called 7-Eleven. Got stores named after you. 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven everywhere. And you tell me you had these niggas, you had these Elmira for 711 years. You said you taught them how to wash toilets, how to have sanitation. Look what y'all told me. Wash toilets.
Showed
I had
them salt.
Everything.
You showed them salt.
Everything.
You showed them
yeah.
salt. You showed them sodium chloride.
Yeah.
You, are, you showed them alchemy.
Everything.
You showed them alchemy.
Everything.
Continue. Continue.
Hold on. Keep going. Yeah. I mean, we can go all day long with this, what they showed us now. But I said, this took 711 years. And you telling me after 711 years, they grew up to not liking your ass? Now, how that sound?
No, let's go ahead then. So who is really Frankenstein and who's Dr. Frankenstein? That's the question.
That's the question.
So we are the Dr. Frankenstein, and that's Frankenstein. Are we good now?
Yeah.
Are we good?
Yeah, we good.
Right, one more question. I got one more question to my brother when you're ready.
That's the way to write.
Because the monster got out of control. So this is what I'm saying as I'm leading to this of our kinder, because you my cousin. You're my cousin, Ethiopia. As you taught them how to do this thing of this trade, you taught them. Why, like my brother saying, that Ethiopia was never in any wars, that they still let this go on.
Good question. Okay. Why y'all let this go on? I'm at the end. Because Herod said,
kill all the firstborn. So we're going to kill all of our firstborn behind this nonsense of wealth?
Hold on. We got you.
At the time of the Aksumite Empire, Ethiopia was one of the main trade routes throughout the world. As soon as the conversion came, all that got cut off, and so now Ethiopia is like one of the top five poorest countries on the planet because of the enslavery of Christianity. So it's not a bragging right, it's an enslavement that happened.
So they enslaved themselves. Remember, they enslaved themselves because, remember, you just said they actually are the progenitors of Christianity, the great cat. Everybody says it means the great cat, but, I mean, whatever, the great holy cat. But nonetheless, let's go find out that. If they actually made the first cathedrals, they made the first knights to go into the black, y'all just said something earlier about the burial. The eagle was actually Ethiopia. They're the Knights Templars, the first Knights
Templars. That's right.
How's that? I mean, you got to translate to me how I'm supposed to now look at Ethiopia as being very, very powerful of these African, and not just Ethiopia. I'm going to go further because it's Nubia and all that shit. But let's just go with what we know today. Never touched, no war, never, you know, able to, got the most vicious pirates in the planet Earth. They did a movie on Somalia. I mean, ain't nothing deadlier in the ocean. They knocking them off. They'll take a whole cargo ship on your ass. Now, how do we look at that? Ain't they a mafia too?
Yes.
Hey, Jawbones, can you open up line 706? I got an email or a text.
I can't. While you're opening the line,
Jawbones, this is the last thing I'm going to say.
I can't open up nothing because
it's
1 o'clock.
Okay.
The show's over.
So drive on. So here's what's happening. They are the beginning of the patriarchs. Ready? To capture the booty. The booty is the female. They are the elimination of the women. I'm done.
Hold on. Who's
the elimination of women? Who?
I don't know. Who is that?
Who are you referring to?
Ethiopians.
Listen, if you ain't got no physical proof or any of that, don't bring that information. My physical proof is, you got to have some sources.
Now the question would be, which is not a, like I say, no fact. You go look this up, but I just told you earlier. This is what I'm saying to you, not to everybody, because we're not attacking you. We're just showing you the worldview. We do see a black guy over the World Health Organization. The question would be, Ethiopia is not going off on him. Like, we would think Ethiopia, like, get this motherfucker out of here. He's full of shit. There seems to be
and
no cry against the guy.
No.
Well, let me correct that, because they have. Because
he spoke against the
Great War,
why
and they were trying to remove him from the UN, but they couldn't do it.
They can't remove him. They can't remove the dude. Now, hold on. Let's go sit to make a point. And make a quick point so we can keep this thing, because I want everybody to, we don't want to linger with a lot of questions. I want some answers there. I'll ask a quick question. Go be yours. Give me yours right quick. What you going to say? You just 1-877. Go ahead.
Well, no. I was just saying the Ethiopian, he doesn't have a doctorate degree. He doesn't have a medical degree.
Right, he does not. Now, hold on. Now, the question would be, this is not an attack on you, Brother Cat. We're just trying to get, because you are, got most of the, you're like a correspondent. You've been to these countries. You're making videos with them. We need to know if are they like okay that this dude is okay with Klaus Schwab, with the Great Reset? Because that could be a religious phenomenon that nobody's talking about. Maybe they believe that they hold the key. Remember, they said they got the doggone the Holy Grail. Ethiopia is one of the few countries that said they got the Holy Grail.
Are we not still? Are we not still in a patriotic? I don't want to say society. So the patriotic start is Ethiopia, family.
Converted, that is not by choice.
Okay.
Okay. Converted means you've been forced. King Azana of Ethiopia. He married a European woman and forced everybody unto Christianity.
Okay,
and that
who
was my death.
The pussy was good. The pussy was good. The dude pussy was so good.
That's my point. They eliminated the mother god. And now the father god runs everything.
Hold on. We're not saying that. All I'm saying is, everybody listening, I try to keep things simple without going to all these experts. You got to let the people go look all this other shit up. Let's keep it simple here. 100. So pussy made the dude change the religion. So let's go with that premise. That means that this is a goddess to him.
That pussy was good, boy.
You there? You want me?
You're on now.
Everybody,
I got
some
dry bones because you mentioned that Ethiopia.
Dry bones.
Because I'm not trying to be offensive, Brother Drybone.
Hold on, brother.
I'm not trying to be offensive.
Let somebody get you. Brother, when somebody say you're being offensive, let somebody talk. I got you. Go ahead.
This is Kwame.
I got you.
Talking about Ethiopia. What was Ethiopia before he has that name? It was the name of the land Kush. It's spoken about in the Bible 54 times, and Kemet, before it became Egypt, was talked about 740 times. So you're looking at two different times of the name, because Cush came from the name of the firstborn of Ham. Mm. It was the west bank of the west part of the Red Sea when they began to use this language. And what we're talking about is now the original name you're talking about with the book. Because the Helios Biblios is what Akhenaten did when he said there will be no more worship of idols. You will be Amun-Ra. The Helios is the sun. Ra.
The sun. Right. Now, but they ain't never changed from that. We still worship the sun. Jesus versus, that's why the hell was on Jesus. My question to everybody is, okay, they black. Okay, we ain't going to argue with that. Who going to argue with that at this time frame of life? We got to know they black. But my point is, if these black people got together and start fighting each other, how's that got anything to do with white people?
The part that you're looking at is what white people, that what the word we came from here, when they started that here in 1662 and putting it in and saying white people, they were not known as white people.
Right. We know that.
We've just taken the language and redefining.
1700s. There was no white supremacy. There's no white supremacy until 1700s. They came with this concept in Germany. Van Jacquin and all them came with Jeffrey. All them from Germany came with this bullshit. Now, let's just leave that alone. That's like, fuck all that white supremacy. Let's go back to where it ain't nobody. That's where I'm at. So if the white people is fucking black folks and black folks is fucking white folks and there was no white supremacy, it was bloodline then.
But what you're talking about is the woman, because any conqueror, what do they don't bring their women with them. They bring men, and the men conquer the women of the conqueror.
Right. Okay.
That's how you get the change.
Same concept. That's the same concept, though. Same concept. Now, hold on. Let's go with that.
It's conquering the matriarchy.
But you try to go to now. I'm not saying you are, but let's just to say it. We're trying to, as a conscious people, we've always been brainwashed to bring white folks in there. There is no white folks in power up until the 1700s. The white folks ain't ruling over us like we try to portray it is. They were not ruling over us. Somewhere down the line,
Who is the richest African in America?
Elon Musk
in South Africa.
No, I'm talking about the one over there, I'm talking about Africa now. The richest African is this oil guy and this oil lady. She African and Nigerian.
The one right here in America is Elon Musk, who was born in South Africa.
Right. Right.
Hey, Kwame.
Richest
man in Africa named Dan Goti.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
That's the continent, but we talking about Turtle Island.
Okay, let's go with Turtle Island. I got a problem with that. But whose fault is it now? The question I asked you, and I asked everybody, no one asked these questions. I can't go too far when I can't get these questions answered. How you give 200,000 black men weapons, tell them to go and kill white folks in the South, all of them, wives, kids, everybody. They did that. Killed everybody.
He started off talking about George Washington. The coding of it. King George and George Washington. What's the first three letters of their name? G-E-O.
G-O.
What does G-E-O stand for? Earth.
Yeah, G-O. So
G-O
are they real?
Is Earth. So there you go.
So
Hold on.
So are they real or are they allegoric Masonic figures? What are they to you?
They were both Masonics.
Okay, so they're not real. Because it's like just like everybody say King Solomon ain't real, King David ain't real, but these people worship that shit. Ain't no King Solomon ever. They can't find King Solomon shit nowhere. They can't find King David shit nowhere. They can't find Queen of Sheba shit nowhere. So why are we lying about all this?
And they can't find the slave ships.
They can't find slave ships. What are slave ships? If you got a million plus cargo a year coming over, where are these slave ships under the Atlantic Ocean?
Hey, they found the Clotilda, man, in Alabama. Look up the Clotilda.
That's in Alabama.
You go right off the coast of Florida. The black skin divers went down and they found the remnants of a slave ship which had children's shackles that they put a monument on.
I seen it. I went down to Key West and seen it myself. Everybody got pictures. My kids took my kids. Everybody, about we all know that they went down there. And I'm gonna tell you, that ships were so small. And I'm gonna tell y'all something. They lying. I'm gonna tell you why they lying. I watched another documentary. In America. Said they had stopped slavery, Africa, a long time before even the British. They said, we don't even need no more. I said, damn, that's crazy. So I go into Virginia, look up their shit, Delaware, look up their, that's where the corporation's at. So y'all tell me what to do. I go do it. I don't think y'all doing it because this will be evident to y'all.
I tell you what you can do.
They got
but go
all
to
the slaves. in America believing this bullshit. That's amazing. That's amazing.
But you
ain't
can
no
go to
the
yeah,
1806, man. 1806 supposed to be when they stopped.
5% of the Africans came over
yeah.
to America. About 5% of them. Very little. Very little.
Okay. 1806. Well, thank you, Wes. 1806 now. The Civil War was in 1865. And they, America was not fighting for no goddamn Africans to come here no more. They were fighting to keep what they had. Because the robber barons and all them wanted to change over the economy to what? From agriculture to industrial. That's a fact.
Yeah, but what you got to look at is the taking of the indigenous men from Turtle Island down to the West Indies, trading them off from the port with the Portuguese in order to bring back broke to the Americas. They didn't go across the Atlantic. They went straight down the Atlantic.
There's nobody going to debate that. Who's going to debate that? That makes sense to me. I mean, common sense to go to your closest ports of entry.
But you can
go.
You can go on UNESCO. January 1975, UNESCO had a meeting of all the European countries that said they were in the slave trade, brought their books and said that in the gist of what they lost as far as property was over 210 million. So 210 million is a lot more than 6 million.
You know damn well. All I'm saying to y'all is if they said this, it's because the people was already here. It's easier to take people land already here than to take some people, and they would have went to Brazil first. That's why Brazil got the highest concentration of black people from Africa to this very day, to the most people who in the so-called Americas from Africa. They're the only ones. They're the only one. Ain't nobody more than Brazil, because the proximity from Brazil is so easy to get across. They're trying to go up into a cold region, then they go straight across those straits. Now, we know Brazil being used, y'all. Look at
they're
being used. They put
Netflix has a movie out, African Queen, and you're correct. Whereas the Portuguese knew that was their route from the West Coast to Brazil. This is where they were trading at. And Queen, the African Queen, they put out the story on Queen and Zynga.
Queen and Zynga.
From the 1600s up.
Hold on. Stop it. You said half. I'm going to give you the full. Queen and Zynga, the only queen that stopped Islam, y'all. She stopped Islam first. She fought Islam first. Kicked Islam ass, chopped their heads off. Go look it up. I know all about Queen and Zynga. I love her ass. Queen Zynga was chopping their heads off, and it was Islam. Islam. Look it up first. I bet I'm right. Let's make some money. We'll do a red job. $100. I'm ready. Let's do it. Islam was the first people she fought off. So y'all better quit lying on each other, because Islam was first. Plain and simple. Ain't no why we keep blaming all European shit. Is that making us feel good that I got to blame them? When Islam in my own country. Islam is the first people we should be killing off. If you're going to kill anybody, I'm going to wait for some Europeans to come, or I'm going to go with the people who are doing it right up on my ass. What are you going to do in your hood, everybody listening today? You going to fight somebody in your own hood that's killing you first, or you going to wait for some goddamn people to come and fight you? You're going to fight in your hood first. That's the problem. We don't like to tell the whole story. The story is she fought Islam. Then she fought the Portuguese. And so if you watch the woman queen, the African queen, or the queen, she fought Islam too and the Portuguese. But the Portuguese were mainly mulattoes. They were mulattoes, baby. Interbreeding
fucking
going on that y'all don't want to talk about.
But
the
Portuguese and the Spanish, because we went into Portugal and Spain in 792. When you study the Moors.
Okay, who went first?
Richard King.
Okay,
when
okay,
you
okay,
study the Moors.
Who went first? Who went and fucked the white women first? They fucked our women first, or we fucked their women first for $100?
We sold their women first.
Okay, then what the hell's the problem then? Why are we always arguing about what the white man did then?
I ain't got no argument.
If that's the problem. Okay, we always talking about the white man.
You know,
we
never hold black people accountable.
Never. Never.
But what we
ain't
have
no
to also understand, But we got to understand this. What is our story? We always believe in his story because that's what they give us.
Ain't nobody teaching like this. You ain't heard a show like this telling y'all to quit blaming white folks. Everything show I go on secretly is blaming white folks. And not on this one.
That's right.
We're going to blame the original people. The original people. I'm blaming some goddamn mutation. And you going to tell me I'm supposed to worship that? I ain't worshiping that. No, y'all going along worship the white man over y'all. I know we did it. I know we did. I go to earth dying knowing we did this to ourselves. Now, if you can't come with nothing other than the white man, this may not be it's too powerful for most of y'all. Because I told you straight up, every movie has showed us fighting the woman queen. She had to show us. There's no way she could do that tribe and don't show Islam. She had to, but she did it nicely. She showed them, but she had the white European love.
That was
they tried
the woman
to show
king.
Them. Yeah, woman king. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. They had gays in their consorts. Gays. When I do next week, I'm going to show you all the gays in the black world in Africa in the ancient times. Y'all act like it don't exist. Y'all full of shit. Them gays was over the councils of Africa. Sure was. Sure. How much money y'all want to put down on that one?
But what you're correct, Dry Balls, because the gay people were looked at even here, are they the most spiritual because they're dualistically male and female.
There you
and
go.
They were looked
That's
at
right.
as hierarchy to be able to connect
hierarchy.
With the creator.
There you go. Now, I didn't make this up. I told y'all a long time ago when I started looking at this shit, I said, hey, man, everybody's hermaphrodite in this shit. I mean, all you got to do is read the books. I mean, obviously, y'all ain't reading. I can tell if y'all, Brother Kwame ain't talking about you, ain't talking about most of y'all. I'm talking about those who listening. Y'all can't be reading if y'all got problems with the sexual God. If God is always in your prayer as a man, you are a homo, even if you're a woman. Plain and simple. If you
because
can't say,
everybody comes, hey, dry bones, everybody comes out. Everybody comes out between urination and feces.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll say this much. I mean, they can believe that. I don't think the God they're talking about with homosexuality is the God the Father. I think they're talking about the devil being the God.
I don't think they
never had any connection with the Heavenly Father.
I get what you're
saying. That entertainment would never fly.
As a man, you say, hold on. I'm a shoe.
No, I'm talking about the Heavenly Father.
They even got no connection with
the Heavenly Father.
You're going to tell me Heavenly Father, what you're making it a masculine pronoun, you're going to tell me the Heavenly Father ain't got no pussy around him. He just made himself.
No, he got wives. He has a mother and a father.
He got, okay. Okay, he got wives.
Can I comment
okay.
on that?
Okay.
All right.
There you go. Hold on. Go ahead, sister. Go ahead.
Okay.
Here.
Now, all of us has been brainwashed to believe that
yes.
the creator is a being.
A man.
It's a male or female, and all of our life has always been a man. And we don't know why people have never sat and thought about that, until recent years, people who like history and stuff like that. But let's just say that, in the universe, the climate, the things are different. So I personally don't believe that in the universe they are beings, and I think it's an itch. And Enoch says it's a fire, is the elements. Why not the creator cannot be a male or female, but be of what we need, fire, water, air, you know what I mean? When he got to the final house, he didn't see a man. He heard a voice. He heard a voice, and he saw the elements.
Elements.
What
do you mean?
The question is,
the most high.
Let me ask you a question.
Now,
if God
okay,
is,
hold
if you want to say a woman, then tell me the name of the female creator. Then every woman should know that if that's okay. If that's so let's just say this. No. I want to hear the name. Of the female creator. I don't want to hear no nothing. I just, you said, well,
no,
I can't
Isis,
be male, so tell me the name.
Isis,
no one
Isis,
knows the creator.
Isis,
name. No, you see, then you say you don't know. I don't think anyone knows the creator's versus, name. I think most
I
of
them
I do.
Okay,
I know all of that.
Okay, well,
tell me. I can
tell
you every name.
Tell me the name of y'all.
I can tell you every name.
Hold on.
Okay.
Because matter of fact, hold on. We can't have debate without some fun. Give me. You say she can't. Okay. You tell me who the guy's name you're gonna tell me. Tell me so I see we can get some clarity. What you saying that the guy's name is?
All right, the Heavenly Father created his parents to come through, and his father is Ansar, and his mother is Kishar. Kishar is another name of the moon of Jupiter over here. It's Mother Kishar. She's the female, the highest female.
Y'all go look this up. There ain't no way to get. Y'all got debate no more. Why he talking? Google Kishar. Now the question would be: is that not Isis? Is that not Astra? Is that not
No,
aren't they the same guy?
Can I ask you one question?
I'm asking because, again, people going to, because you got a lot of people on the Drybone Connection that's got, I'm just trying to make sure everybody understands. You saying a name. I'm not debating the name. I'm just saying let them look it up. And if it's a male and female consort, because remember, God's supposed to have a consort, just like they say every guy. Like for instance, Allah got a female consort. Just because you don't hear about it and it's kept in secret does not mean it doesn't exist. Every god has a cohort, which is a goddess concept. So I don't know if you got to have one, because I guarantee you just said she was the moon. So that's the moon and the sun. Those are the cohorts of our power. So nobody's going to, we don't want to debate something that is really the same thing being degurgitated in different things. I want to know, is it how we're supposed to take this now in America, after all we said was going on, you saying that the gold is here. I'm trying to bring everything back so we can get some clarity. You said you got the gold here from Field Order 15. All you reparation people.
What's the name of that gold again?
He said Field Order 15. What's the name of the gold so they can get some clarity on that? Give them the name of that gold again.
Field Order number 15. It was brought over here by Emperor King Kedros.
There you go. There's a study piece. Let's go with what you said so everybody can study on it. Okay, you said also that basically that we're going to be able to get this country back by what? Benevolent beings? Is something celestial behind